Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Make a deal or else. President Trump says Iran, quoting here, better get moving fast or there won't be anything left of them. The threat comes as Iran signals it is prepared to resume the fight. Senator Lindsey Graham on NBC's Meet the Press.
I talked to the CIA director yesterday. Is there any evidence that the crowd in charge now is any less committed to destroying Israel, going after us, the great Satan, purifying Islam? I think the answer is no. So weaken them further, and you may get a deal later. But you're not going to get a deal with this crowd until you hurt them more.
Wall Street futures are down this morning as oil prices rise. Tens of thousands of New York commuters are having to find other ways to get to work this morning. A strike has shut down the Long Island Railroad. Contract talks are to resume this morning. The long, troubled voyage of the Hantavirus cruise ship is finally over. The vessel has docked at Rotterdam for a thorough cleaning.
This will mark the end of the MV Hondius's long journey home to the Netherlands after beginning its voyage in Argentina at the start of April. The cruise trip that followed was to become the stuff of nightmares after the emergence of the deadly outbreak that left at least three passengers dead. Most of those on board were evacuated last week when the vessel moored off the coast of Tenerife, but a 25-person crew and two medical staff remained for the final leg.
The BBC's Tom Bailey. All four crew members ejected safely after two Navy jets collided midair during an air show yesterday at a western Idaho military base. In Austin, Texas, two teens are in custody. A potential third suspect is being sought in at least 10 random shootings, injured four people over the weekend. And on Wall Street this morning, stock futures are in the red. The Dow futures down about 328 points. NASDAQ futures off 39. The S&P futures down 25 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When I was feeling the stress of too much credit card debt, I looked at two different options, debt settlement and debt management. They may sound the same, but guess what? They're not. Debt settlement seemed like a quick fix, but I found out it would destroy my credit, create tax headaches, and hit me with huge fees. They actually told me to stop paying my bills. No way. Not me. Then I turned to a debt management plan developed by the team at Trinity. They worked with my creditors, lowered my payments, reduced my interest, saved me thousands, and paid off my debt. And Trinity is a Christian company, which is important to me.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We've had a wreck on the Beltway in the last 45 minutes. At one point, this pickup truck was actually overturned on the guardrail on the interloop at Pulaski Highway. There's still some activity there. State Highway is on the right side. They're also on the left side. So we have traffic right now in the middle of the roadway. If you're coming over from Philadelphia Road, you're heading down the Beltway eventually towards Back River, or you're picking up 702, you can get by, but with caution there. It looks like late lifting construction. I think this contractor is still working here on the interloop between I-70 and the ramp at Liberty Road. I'm just looking at the camera north of Dogwood Road. They have cones out, so it is late lifting construction. We have three lanes getting by to the right, but already there's a little bit of a backup now coming up from I-70 on the inner loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. The summer heat is on again today. Sunny, hot, and humid with highs near 93 degrees. Partly cloudy and very warm tonight. Temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
62 degrees in White Marsh and 61 in Joppa Town at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Maryland State Board of Elections says an error by its mail-in ballot vendor resulted in some voters receiving the wrong party ballot for the upcoming primary election. In a statement, the board says it's now working with the vendor to send replacement mail-in ballots. Officials say while it's possible that only a small number of voters received the wrong ballot, all voters will be issued a replacement to maintain the integrity and security of mail-in voting. The error only affects voters who were mailed a ballot before May 14th. Voters who requested and received a print-at-home ballot will not be affected. And city police are investigating the possible parental abduction of a child in Northwest Baltimore. Officers were called to the 1900 block of Eagle Drive shortly after 1:30 Sunday afternoon, where they met with the child's father. According to police, the father says he was playing with his 3-year-old son in the park when the child's mother took the boy. Miss Anura Isis allegedly took Johnson Roman to her vehicle, which is believed to be a white Chevy Impala or Malibu. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 944. The pick 4 was 0176. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, patients around Baltimore may be wearing thin, but Gunnar Henderson staved off the naysayers at least for one more day.
He barrels this ball to right field, way deep and into the third deck here in D.C.
Right now
on the line, and that is the first home run for Gunnar Henderson since late April.
And it's about time. Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, part of hopefully a breakout four-hit day for the shortstop as the team won 101 games in 2023 and is now 19 games under 500 since June 21 of 2024. But they do beat the Nats yesterday. 7-3 was the final after the game. Gunnar on his big day in D.C.
Man, I've been working my butt off on my swing for a long time, so finally getting to see some go through the hole, so it was nice today.
And the PGA Championship at Araminic in Pennsylvania, a stunner from a first-timer, and what a shot it was.
Good pace. How about in? How about in?
Call on CBS, how about in? Aaron Rye hits what will become that famous 68-foot birdie putt on 17 yesterday, and it served as the knockout blow by Rye, a 3-stroke win over John Rahm and Alex Smalley, and in the process walks away with a cool $3.7 million. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens hit the field for the OTAs, and that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Monday, May the 18th. 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, Dollar Bill Ferguson picks up a rather unusual endorsement. The Attorney General, Interim Attorney General Todd Blanche, says on Maria Bartiromo over the weekend, there's tons of evidence of a rigged 2020 election. More and more people now talking about it. Is anybody ever going to be held accountable? And when will we as Americans find out exactly what that evidence is? But our top story here today is, on Friday, the State Board of Elections announced they had a slight mishap. They had a slight error. There was a mistake in 500,000 mail-in ballots.
Unbelievable.
Now, they're saying not everybody. So apparently it has something to do with people got the wrong party primary.
Uh-huh.
So if you're a Democrat, you may have got a Republican one. Or if you're a Republican, you may have got a Democrat one. It wasn't all the ballots. They say just some of the ballots, and those mailed prior to May 14th. If you printed your at-home ballot, you're not affected. All sorts of questions, though. How does this happen? This vendor, whatever their name is now, I'll get it for you in a second. They should be banned from ever printing another ballot ever. First off, mail-in ballots should be banned, period. France doesn't use them. Even Jimmy Carter and his commission put out a statement years ago saying mail-in ballots should not be tolerated. Now, the only people who should get mail-in ballots are military, overseas. And if you are sick and unable to vote, you're in the hospital, you're in a... You know, again, and that there should be strict protocols involved in these mail-in ballots. End the mail-in ballot madness right now. Of course, Republicans are reacting very strongly. Maryland Freedom Caucus, and here are delegates Kathy Schlage and Ryan Naraki reacting to the news.
This has the potential to really be a disaster. We need to know, how will the Board of Elections know if people return two ballots by accident?
It has all kinds of potential ramifications. You know, the Board of Elections may effectively suppress people's votes. Some may return those incorrect ballots, and they may not be counted.
Now, they're telling us there's some kind of security protocols that they've put on the replacement ballots. But think about it. There have been 500,000 mail-in ballots requested already in the state of Maryland. And they're not telling us how many were actually affected or there were errors made on. So they're resending another 500,000. So there's going to be a total of 1 million mail-in ballots
with the possibility
circulating in this primary.
I'm sorry, you got to laugh. You got to laugh.
Except it's not funny.
No,
you know,
it's not.
And the point is here, this happens, what, less than 3 weeks prior to...
And a virus all of a sudden?
A primary
in the news?
Election? Yep. And all of a sudden, when did they discover it? And I want to know, what are the security protocols that they are taking...
if any.
...to make sure these ballots that are not going to be... Look, you got a million ballots floating around there. Democrats will find a way to use them. Okay? I mean, that's a given, folks. That is a given that Democrats will find a way to use these other ballots. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Morning, Chuck.
Morning, and two different problems on the Beltway early this morning. This, apparently, they're saying this is a wreck in the construction zone on the inner loop of the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. So if you're coming up the Beltway from I-70 and Security Boulevard, the left-hand lane is blocked. They have cones out way in advance of the incident. So right now, we're looking at three lanes to the right, and we're picking up just a brief delay there. If it stays there much longer, might be more of a factor. The outer loop is kind of looking at it now, and we'll start to watch for a buildup there coming south from Liberty Road. Around 5:30, there was a wreck. Pickup truck turned over against the guardrail on the inner loop at Pulaski Highway. Another vehicle was involved in the median. They're still working at the scene. Traffic is getting by right in the middle of the roadway on the Beltway right there at Route 40 East. Right now, we're clear and we're good to go at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for this Monday, sunny and hot again today. Highs 93. Overnight temperatures will be in the upper 60s, remaining hot and humid for Wednesday, through Wednesday, I should say, with storms maybe in the offing. Right now, it's 64 degrees in Annapolis, 65 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. The aircraft carrier, the USS Gerald Ford, is finally docked in the United States after an 11-month deployment. Wow. It is the longest period of time that a USS flat top has ever been to sea since the Vietnam War.
Wow.
Yeah. Good news for the crew, though. The next time they deploy, it's probably going to be to Cuba. So it'll be a very short yeah, trip.
Not too far away.
Exactly. There's a coffee shop in Stockholm, Sweden, where the workers are human, but the boss is AI. Yeah.
Breaking.
The AI managed a shop has yet to turn a profit. So the only thing that's black there is the coffee. 42-year-old quarterback Aaron Rodgers coming back to play another season for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, when Rodgers came into the league, a lot has changed. Think about it now. Back then, there was no Thursday night football, and all the games were on broadcast television.
Right.
Whereas now you get it on Prime and Netflix, and you got to pay for it.
Yeah, I'm not paying for that crap.
2 weeks of finishing behind The Devil Wears Prada 2, Michael Jackson's biopic, Michael, has reclaimed the number one spot at the box office. They're calling it The Devil Wears One Glove.
Oh!
Did you see the report that came out over the weekend that the reason why, allegedly, that he had a predilection for children is because he was molested as a child and he thought it was normal behavior? That's the new excuse. Mm-hmm. The era of a plus-size model might be over. The Financial Times reports that after push toward size inclusion, luxury fashion brands have swung sharply back towards using ultra-thin models. So, for the ladies of The View, sorry. Your day is over. Ask your agent if Ozempic is right for you. Apparently, the new fashion trend is male cleavage.
Well, I mean, cool pecs on a dude, sure.
Well, yeah, I guess, but it's just not but, for, but, the, no, for the guys with good pecs. It's also for the,
I don't
the guys that need
a
man's ear,
cleavage.
You know?
I don't want to be jealous of the bro.
The little-known travel fact, the TSA allowing passengers to carry, wait for it, rotisserie chickens in their carry-on bags.
Doesn't everybody? Well, Chuck, don't you?
Might be the only time a full body cavity search might be okay, right? On the rotisserie chicken. You know, nothing like getting next to somebody that's eating on a plane with a rather odorous lunch or snack.
Running everywhere.
They do that here. That's the problem. We don't need a plane.
Over the weekend, Dennis Locarreri, lead singer, guitarist, and founding member of Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show, passed away after battling kidney disease. He was 76.
Sharing the night together.
Now, nobody in the band was named Dr. Hook, but the guy that always thought
the
they were
patch?
Dr. Hook, no, that's Ray Sawyer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Ray Sawyer had the eye patch, but he sang on the cover of Rolling Stone. But the other, Dennis, was the one that did most of the vocals.
Keep getting richer, yeah. We can't get up, pitcher.
Yeah, exactly. On the cover of the Rolling Stone. Hey, it's almost summertime. We have our first shark bite. This went to Assateague State Park.
Right.
Over the weekend. Person was bit on the arm and on the wrist, but expected to make a full recovery.
Assateague of all places.
Yeah, Assateague, right. By the way, conservatives have been targeted overwhelmingly on Saturday Night Live. Gee, do we need
a shock.
Did we need an analysis for that? According to the New York Post, Weekend Update delivered 205 jokes aimed at conservatives compared to just 18 targeting liberals and 3 nonpartisan jabs during the season's first 19 episodes this year. So it is, again, not a shocker. Nor should you be shocked that Democrat speakers are dominating at commencement speeches by a 6-to-1 ratio at the top 100 universities. So Again, another reason why to avoid.
I wish I was shocked.
All the commencement stuff going on out there as well. Hey, I had a chance to go downtown for the first time in probably 2 or 3 years. My neighbor's daughter got married, and at the Pendry down at Fells Point, a beautiful hotel. It is really a nice hotel. Mm-hmm. But boy, I'm telling you, driving down at 5:30 on a Saturday afternoon. Through Fells Point. It's terrifying. It really is. It's just that once great area, once great place in Baltimore, once great neighborhood.
The hip place to be.
Yeah, it's gone, man. It's nasty.
Dirty.
Yeah, it is. It's dirty. It's the clientele has degraded significantly. And then I noticed coming home, because we didn't get out of there until like 12 o'clock because it was a wedding and an after party, whatever they call it now. You couldn't make a right on Broadway. That's blocked off. They funnel you out Thames Street until you get to Central Ave, and then it's just you can barely get by. They got all these city trucks in the way, blocking cones. It's like you're going through an obstacle course because they want everybody leaving by one exit now. So it was just crazy. I haven't seen that in a long, long, long time. So things have changed.
Would they be? DUI checkpoints?
Nobody was getting stopped, but I just think they wanted, because there's so much pedestrian traffic, they just want one way out. That's my guess on that. Yeah. So that
I can respect that, but just down there in general, it's nice to hear about it because I'm not going to see it because I'm not going down there.
Yeah. Well, I've been there, as I said, probably 2 years or so. So we had friends that came in and stayed at the Pendry, and we went down to visit them 2 years ago. And it was not as bad. It's just gotten worse in the last 2 years. It's very, very sad to watch. Hi, Chuck. Seeing a couple, 621, our good friend Dr. Melissa Say-Give and her team at Audiology Associates take a gentle and empathetic approach into dealing with hearing issues, audio issues, whatever. And, again, it could be simple as earwax or some kind of, ear infection or whatever if you're having some hearing problems. But I would suggest that you get that checked out over 10 different locations to serve you throughout the Baltimore metro area. And just like you do with your annual physical and vision checks or whatever, I would have your hearing checked as well, especially as we age. You want to make sure you get a benchmark, find out where, even if your hearing's perfect now, you may want to get a nice benchmark test, see where it's at now. And then, of course, every year or two, you can get it checked again to make sure that your hearing, because, that starts to go, it does lead to other issues, feelings of isolation, maybe even early dementia. So make sure you have your hearing checked along with the rest of your health each and every year. At Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100, call for your appointment today, 410-944-3100, online at aaiaudiology.com.
The excitement of Oriole season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
623, traffic, weather on the threes. Once again on this Monday morning rush hour, here is the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
All right, so this interloop of the Beltway, looks like we're back in business now, coming up to the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. There had been an incident there in the construction zone as you're coming up from I-70 and towards Liberty Road. So now that looks like it's getting itself back together, and we're on the move. Let me just confirm it from the north side. Yeah, we're okay through there and coming up from I-70, just to make sure. Now, not much of a problem. A little bit slow just north of there, but it's not a big deal right now. So we'll keep an eye on that. We had the wreck early this morning at an overturned vehicle on the interloop at Pulaski Highway. And at last check, they still had a couple of units in that area with the state police and also the state highway crews. Yes, still there. We're getting traffic by in the two center lanes on the interloop. Just a heads up after Philadelphia Road heading over towards the split at Route 702. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and a hot one today, 93 overnight, upper 60s tomorrow and Wednesday, hot, humid, mid-90s, storms by Wednesday afternoon. Right now, 66 in Reisterstown, and it is 65 in Severn. So we're talking about the massive error made with the Maryland State Board of Elections vendor that is now being addressed, of course. The release coming from the State Board of Elections says they understand that this situation might cause the spread of misinformation. Please remember to rely on election officials as your trusted sources for election information. Well, we kind of relied on you for the ballots to trust with the correct information. And I'm not saying you botched it, but the vendor that you chose, they botched it, and they botched it badly. It's Taylor Print and Visual Impressions. Nobody checks this stuff out. Nobody checks their work product before it's sent out to the state of Maryland to make sure it is it matches up. So that there's a failure there. They should never get another state contract again, number one. Number two, this just coming within weeks of the primary election. It just sounds fishy to me. I'm not saying it was done intentionally, but I am really concerned about the security protocols, Kristen, on these million ballots now circulating for this primary.
Well, didn't you just ask last week for the election, is Wes Moore worried? And now this comes out and it drops Friday night when you drop news that you don't want anybody to notice. So I don't know. Is this a mistake? Is it more ineptitude from the Maryland State Board of Elections? Or is it by design? Is this a little insurance policy if the elections don't go the way they normally do in Maryland, or that they hope?
You know, I would.
And they'll have some extra ballots laying around to come up with what they need to if they find they need to on election night?
Be concerned if he was being challenged in the primary, but saying he's not being challenged. But for the other Democrats, especially Baltimore County Executive and some of these other races, they are being challenged. There might be something afoot here, but I don't think it's going to affect Wes Moore. Now, if it was the general election, I would say absolutely you'd be 100% right.
Well, maybe he wants to control who he goes against
the plot thickens, as they say.
But as you said in the article, only some people supposedly got the wrong ballot. So why not? Look, people are smart. Again, I don't know why we act like people are dumb and they can't look at a ballot and know they got it wrong. Some of the local news interview, you know, BAL talked to somebody that got the wrong one. Okay, so why don't you say, if you got the wrong ballot, request a new one, and we'll get it. But instead, they're saying, we just want to be safe, so we're going to send them all out again. Why would you do it that way?
Well, if it's just one person, that makes sense. But it seems to me there's a lot more than just one here. And that's what's causing this overreaction of resending all 500,000 ballots. And they're not telling us. They're saying that they're assuring us there's no way people can vote twice. But we've seen this before. We've seen this play out before, where state elections officials tell us, "Oh no, what the 2020 election was proclaimed the most secure election in history by the federal government. It turned out it was the most insecure election in history." So I'm sorry, I don't trust you. Whether this is incompetence or whether this is an intentional act, I don't trust you, and having a million ballots out there circulating for a primary is problematic.
And like you said, where's the security? I mean, I don't trust already how they go through all that, where they count the ballots, because since mail-in ballots have existed, that's when Republicans lose elections. On election night, on all levels, Republicans are ahead. And then days later, but it's too close to call, supposedly, and then days later, when they count the mail-in ballots, somehow there's this giant uptick for the Democrat, and then the Democrat is declared the winner.
Yeah.
So we don't trust it. And look, remember a few months ago, we played some audio from the Maryland Board of Elections meetings, because they would stream them on YouTube, and we played them. There was a couple members that were saying we need, I think that was more about cleaning out the voter rolls, but they were saying, look, we have a bad reputation, people don't trust us, we need to do everything we can to like clean ourselves up and make this look as efficient as possible. And the director, Jared, and some of the others were just saying, again, you know, those people are just conspiracy theorists. We're doing everything right. We don't need to do anything uptick our standards.
Here's what Jared DeMarinis is saying on the website. Incorrect ballots should be securely destroyed or disposed of. Accurate ballots will be mailed May 29th. And here's his statement, quote, "There is no risk of duplicate voting as a result of this issue. Election officials have safeguards in place to ensure that only the corrected ballots included the replacement mailing will be accepted and counted." Well, what are those safeguards? If you're trying to be transparent to the people of Maryland, you better tell us what those safeguards are.
Exactly.
Yes, please.
6:29, I want to tell you about our good friends, Glenn Burney and Jim Jennings Transmissions. You know I love supporting local businesses that take care of the people. It's a great example with both Glenn Burney and Jim Jennings. They've joined forces, giving you two trusted places to go to for transmission service anywhere around Baltimore. Both shops have been around for like more than 50 years, and they have been built by doing the things the right way. So whether you need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission, they can save you hundreds of dollars compared to taking it to the dealers. And what I love most is how consistent they both are. You get the same honest, professional, courteous service at either location, and with free area towing and financing, they really do help take the stress out of a major repair. Call Glenn Burney Transmissions, 888-299-0557. Visit gpt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700. Go to jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glenn Burney and Jim Jennings Transmissions, more experience, more value, one great team serving Baltimore. 6:30, let's get some news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks, good morning. Baltimore County Police are investigating a multi-vehicle crash in Kingsville. The accident happened at around 5:30 Sunday evening at the intersection of Bel Air and Mount Vista Roads. Police say one person was injured in the wreck and they were taken to a hospital for treatment. There's no word on the extent of the victim's injuries. Police are trying to determine what led to the crash. An investigation is underway after a shooting in West Baltimore. City police responded to the 2800 block of Woodbrook Avenue shortly after 1 a.m. Sunday, where they found the victim with multiple gunshots to the body. The 36-year-old victim was taken to the hospital in stable condition. Police have not released information on a suspect or what led to the shooting. And Attorney General Anthony Brown is not seeking charges in the January 17th police-involved collision that claimed the life of a teenager in Howard County. The accident happened in Columbia after police attempted to stop the driver of a vehicle for speeding on northbound Route 29. The driver fled and crashed in a wooded area while trying to take the exit ramp onto Broken Land Parkway. The vehicle caught fire and the driver was dead at the scene. The Attorney General's office says its IID investigation determined that the officer did not commit a crime under Maryland law. And former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is launching a new nonpartisan institute at Washington College aimed at promoting political cooperation, according to a recent report by the Washington Post. The Hogan Institute, which Hogan announced during a commencement speech on Sunday, will focus on ethical leadership and reforms such as open primaries and limits on gerrymandering. Hogan added he was drawn to the symbolism of launching the institute during the nation's 250th anniversary at one of the country's oldest colleges. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're all good to go through Annapolis right now. We're looking at you live here, leaving Stevensville, Kent Island, headed west on the bridge. Three lanes open westbound to eastbound, and then the westbound traffic continues over to Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and over towards I-97. And right now, the lanes are clear. Both the tunnels are still running without any major problems, but a little more of a buildup now. Southbound on 95 and especially along 895. And don't forget, on the Beltway east side on the inner loop at Pulaski Highway, state police are still there. They have a vehicle to the left side. They have a vehicle on the right side. Room to get by in the center of the roadway. Very minor buildup right now after the bridge at Philadelphia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. The summer heat is on again today. Sunny, hot, and humid with highs near 93 degrees. Partly cloudy and very warm tonight. Temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the 635 Sports is brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. And the Orioles needed a win yesterday to avoid a sweep at the hands of the Nats, and they got it, courtesy of the long ball.
Hale with a high fly ball to deep left field. He straightened it out this time. Kobe Mayo with a two-run jack.
Well, Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Kobe Mayo with a tremendous blast in the second inning, one of the three bird stingers on the day as Baltimore salvages game three against the Nats, 7-3 the final yesterday in D.C. Gunnar Henderson and Colton Cowser hit balls out as well, and for Cowser, it was his first of the year.
Been working really hard, and for it to be able to show up today and have some good at-bats is all I can ask for.
Next up for Baltimore, the Tampa Bay Rays tonight in St. Pete. Rays at 30-15 have the best record in the American League, and they're 10 games ahead of the Birds. Meanwhile, at Citi Field yesterday in Queens, New York, the Subway Series, the Mets were down to their final out against the Yanks.
Taylor gets a first pitch breaking ball, hits it deep down.
Gary Cohen with the call on SNY. Tyrone Taylor sends it to extras for the Mets, and a Carson Benjay grounder wins it in the 10th, 7-6 over the Yanks, taking the series 2-1. And a sidebar, the Mets had lost 91 straight games when trailing after 8 innings since a Pete Alonso home run in the 9th won a game over Milwaukee in the 2024 playoffs. Preakness Saturday at Laura was tight, but was also the slowest in 75 years.
Here's Iron Honor trying to come and get Napoleon Solo. These two to the final furlong. Napoleon Solo still there. Iron Honor on the outside cannot get him. Napoleon Solo and Paco Lopez have won the Preakness.
The pride of Mount St. Joe High School, Larry Kalmus with the call on NBC. A final time of 158.69 for the 1 3/16 mile race as Napoleon Solo won after surging past favorite Taj Mahal. And the sidebar here is Solo's time was the slowest at the Preakness since 1950, when the homebred colt Hill Prince, ridden by Hall of Fame jockey Eddie Arcaro, won it in 159.20. Meanwhile, in Owings Mills, day one of the OTAs for the Ravens. This is full squad, and it is voluntary. Lamar is expected to suit up, and it'll be the first time we see Tyler Loop since he missed the field goal that ended the Ravens' season last year in Pittsburgh. And speaking of Pittsburgh, the annual Aaron Rodgers offseason decision saga has ended, with him agreeing to play for another year with the Steelers, where he'll reunite with his longtime Green Bay coach, Mike McCarthy. The time now is 6:37. When we return, it was actually worse than what we imagined.
Gary Stein here. Looking for the ultimate spot to unwind? Well, Yorktown Social in Cockeysville is my place. Trust me, they've got it all. Signature cocktails like the Boozy Bank Vault or a refreshing blueberry lemon drop, plus 20 craft drafts on tap, all displayed on a big screen so you can pick your favorite. Catch the Ravens or Orioles on their massive 100-inch TV or kick back in the outdoor courtyard bar. Their happy hour is Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. You'll find them in the far corner of Yorktown Plaza. And if you see me there, be sure to say hi.
The question is, how much time have you spent in the Boozy Bank Vault?
Not enough, actually.
This year as an Orioles fan, probably you need to spend more time
in
there.
Yeah, that's probably true, but and it is early, so we need to pace ourselves.
They salvaged the last game of the series, but it just, it's... They you know, this to... idea that we didn't get a frontline pitcher, didn't need a frontline pitcher, I'm sorry, I just think the front office has botched this one badly.
Yeah, Michael Elias has taken a lot of criticism, as he has all year, online especially. I think that they really needed to build off the Yankee series, especially with Tampa Bay coming up, best team in the league, and they didn't. They went down to D.C. The bullpen, which has been good all year, kind of blew it in the second game. And then, you know, now the one saving grace, they hit the ball hard all week, and they just hit it right at guys. So that's good. And eventually they fell in and they went over the fence yesterday. But, yeah, no, it wasn't a good weekend. It was a beautiful weekend weather-wise. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you what I did. Saturday night, we went out, my wife's birthday, a bunch of friends.
Oh, happy birthday, Julie.
Thank you. It was actually a month ago.
Okay.
But we had this was the first weekend that we could all finally do it, because four couples went. We watched the race from the restaurant.
Right.
It was up in Hampstead, okay? And so no sound, okay? So just watching it on TV. Sean, I got to tell you something. It was even worse than I thought in terms of just the way it looked.
Yeah.
Laurel was drab.
Yep.
There was no infield.
No crowd. Was that, 5,000 people there?
If. It looked like games back in 2020 during COVID when no fans could come. That's what it looked like. And for the nation to see that and for Baltimore to feel it.
Is this a Preakness with an asterisk?
No, I mean, in terms of the actual winner, no, I wouldn't. I think for our psyche.
It's pretty slow.
Yeah, for our psyche.
I don't think the field was all that great.
No, it wasn't. I mean, there were three Derby participants were in it. I get this bad feeling, Sean, that we're going to spend a whole ton of money and it's going to go down the drain with horse racing. And, how can that happen in Maryland?
Well, the latest controversy is the governor's out there saying now he's thinking about buying the rights back.
Right, exactly.
From Churchill Downs. There's a right to match, but it's $85 million. And the question is, where is he going to get the $85 million bucks?
Right, it's $85 million for that. And then how many million is it to renovate?
$400 million.
$400 million.
Now, that allegedly is going to be paid for with state bonds and funded by state lottery revenues and casino funding. But we'll see. We'll see. And then they botched the Laurel as the training track.
Right.
The one out there.
And then what about the horse dying on Friday?
Yeah,
I mean, just another.
Tragic.
Just horrible this
Thanks,
weekend.
Thanks, Gary.
All right. Sorry.
I appreciate it.
Sorry about
Happy
that.
Happy birthday, Julie.
Yeah, there you go.
6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. So we're talking about the mail-in ballot craziness. And there's a lot of still unanswered questions. Chris and I were just chatting during the break that, you know, it's possible that, you know, you give Democrats Republican primary ballots, they'd have if they wanted to, they'd have a say in who the Republican nominee could be. I'm not saying that's going to happen or did happen, but you can see this is the kind of stuff that, you know, by the way, this company got 4 million ballots to print. And they couldn't get the mail-in ballots right. So now I'm wondering, did this company get the rest of the ballots right? So when you go into the voting booth on June 11th or June 18th, early voting, and or June 23rd on Election Day in person, you better check, make sure you get the right ballot handed to you as a Republican primary voter or a Democrat primary voter.
Now, that's the very first thing I thought on Friday night when this news broke. They're trying to rig the Republican primary because they want to control who goes into the general. That's what I think. I think Wes Moore is worried for all the reasons that we've said. He's getting hit hard by us and Fox 45, and people are waking up, and I think he's in trouble. And there's obviously greater plans for him nationally. And if he loses re-election in what should be a slam-dunk win for him in a blue, blue, blue state, then that ends it. He can't run for president. He can't even win his own state. So then that ends it. And he's clearly a Manchurian candidate. This is what he's been, whoever is behind him has pushed him all along through the military service, through whatever, to get to this point. And they can't risk losing it.
We'll do more of that. Top of the hour is Afghanistan story has completely unraveled now. Completely. And, of course, he won't address it, nor will he allow the guy that aided him and punched his ticket to address the media as well. So very, very concerned. By the way, Dan Cox will be with us in studio tomorrow at 8 o'clock. He will, I'm sure, want to have things to say about this mail-in ballot problem. Mark's in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, Sean Company. I hope you and all your listeners have a meaningful Memorial Day holiday of service next Monday. Simply for a two-part question regards to funding. How much money was wasted, state money that is, on these mail-in ballots that got the wrong ballot party affiliation sent to? Number two, since they want to send, to ensure vote integrity, they got to send out to all 5,500 or however much the voters are to send
500,000
make a ballot. How much money will be spent on this?
We knew that this Taylor printing got the gig, but their contract was for 4 million ballots. That's for both the primary and general. We don't have a figure cost figure as of yet. We're working on that. But so 500,000, we don't know how many actual ballots were affected, whether it was 100 or 1,000 or all 500,000. So they're going to reprint the other 500,000 and send them out again. Mark, thanks for the call. It's a great question. And does the vendor eat the cost of the additional 500,000 ballots? They should. But maybe not. I don't know. Again, there's not a heck of a lot of transparency coming out of the State Board of Elections on this one. 6:43 traffic weather on the threes. Here's a man that's always transparent, or sometimes even opaque. It's Opaque Johnson.
That's all you got?
I was waiting for more.
So was I.
Well, sometimes it's just a tease. You get more later.
You are a tease, you silly savage.
Watch out, or I'll display my male cleavage.
Stop it. No ban lawn for you, baby. I can tell you that. The
ban lawn.
You got the jiggle effect. The inner loop accident at Pulaski Highway looks like it's cleared now. And looking at the camera that's back over towards Philadelphia Road, headed that way down to the split at Route 702. Back in business and no problems there. Had a report, now just look for it out in Mount Airy, that there may be a wreck eastbound I-70 near Route 27. If it's there, there's no impact right now. Look back at Bartholow's Road, also into the ramp at 27. And I don't see any impact. If it's there, it's off the roadway with maybe a trooper there. But other than that, no problems at all. Still clear and a good trip early on the JFX. Have not seen any big problems right now. But the morning backups, we should start to see some brake lights now. And we do, coming south on 895 before the ramp at O'Donnell Street. So heads up for that if you're traveling south towards the Old Harbor Tunnel. And 95 will start to fill in as well at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and a hot one today. 93 on our way at 68 in the city, 65 in Stevensville. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending, the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name...
Butterball Johnson.
They may be drinkers, Robin, but they're also human beings.
I have a quick update, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Construction. You know, these guys always like to work during the rush hour. And here they are, northbound 95, already at Route 24. They have a mile back up almost on the northbound side.
Are they setting up or breaking down?
They're setting up.
Oh, wow.
Yep. They work when the sun comes up. Not when it's dark.
Okay. Well, some do work when it's dark.
Oh, yeah.
Some.
Yeah, some.
But this one particular area, they work when the rush hour starts, they're out there.
Yeah. Maybe their moms didn't give them enough attention.
Well, there's always, again, I hate to be the harbinger of this, but there's always, look, there's it's dangerous out there working on the highways.
They called me up one time and said, we have to do the work when we can.
Yeah.
I said, but yeah, not at 7 o'clock in the morning. And the guy didn't like that, and he hung up on me.
Yeah.
And I told him, I don't give a rat's ass. Hang up if you want. It's all right, buddy.
Well, maybe the mood will light with a little Cantina Chicken Mexican Pizza from Taco Bell.
Oh.
They're now coming to the new Cantina Chicken lineup. Slow-roasted Cantina Chicken, black beans, green chili sauce, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and three cheese blend.
Oh. Purple cabbage. That is a good problem.
Yeah.
Wait, it's got cabbage.
Yes, cabbage.
Cabbage and cheese.
I saw your ears perk up when cabbage was mentioned, Maggie. Taco Bell's introducing the new jalapeno citrus salsa, featuring red jalapenos and the guajillo chilies.
Guajito.
Never heard of the guajillo chilies before, but sounds good.
I bet they're hot.
Cold Stone turns out new cookies and peanut butter ice cream made with Oreo and Reese's. You know, that's pretty rich ice cream. I don't know if you've ever had Cold Stone Creamery.
That's rich.
A little bit, but it is very rich. Wingstop is offering 10 wings for $10, now through May the 26th.
Oh, that's good.
All right, so good stuff
there.
That's
where it should be.
Yeah, a buck a wing.
Yeah.
And this is a great invention for your graduation in your, if you have a grad in your family, or there's something called the grad sippy cap. So it's a graduation cap with two buckets on cups on each side of the cap, and you can sip while you're graduating. Your favorite beverages. Well, good stuff there. Whether it be adult beverages, go to AndrewNoCapGradCap.com. Andre.
A wonderful thing. I might get one of those to wear when I'm on the air.
Andre California Champagne.
That's a great idea, what he said.
Yeah.
on the
He's
going to
wear it on the air. Yeah. If you do, make sure you get a visual shot of that. The man behind the map with
a
grad cap.
Ideas.
That's AndreNoCapGradCap.com. Okay.
Then you have to have the sneaky leaky has to go with it.
Yes, you do. That way you can take a trip and never leave the farm.
Well, we are getting older. Oh, you mean that. Okay. Sorry.
Take it easy.
Sorry.
She's still hung up on the cabbage.
That's
not
the problem.
For long.
She's hung up on the cabbage.
Hi, Chuck. Seen a couple. 6:49. 11 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. And Todd Blanche, the Attorney General, saying that everything is about to be made public as the DOJ is probing the Russiagate conspiracy.
Do you have any evidence that the election was rigged? What can you tell us?
Well, there's a ton of evidence that the election was rigged. That's not something the DOJ needs to tell you about. There's been evidence about that for many, many years. What I can tell you is that we have multiple investigations going on in Arizona, in Georgia, in Fulton County, Georgia, and that's exactly what we're looking at.
Tons of evidence. I mean, the president has hinted at this. Monica Crowley hinted at this recently. More and more people are talking about the tons of evidence. That's coming from the Attorney General of the United States. And the question is, when will we see people actually charged in this rigged election?
We're finding out some incredibly troubling things, and at some point at the right time, that will be made public, and the American people will see exactly what happened to this administration and President Trump over the past decade.
Well, I mean, the country was ripped apart. We all know that. Half of the country said he colluded with Russia. The other half said, no, it didn't. I mean, it ripped the country apart. But you say when the time is right. When is the time right? When should we expect these charges of conspiracy?
Well, I mean, look, as has been publicly reported, the Southern District of Florida has an open criminal investigation. That involves hundreds of subpoenas. It involves hundreds of witnesses. And so as far as timing and when we can expect it, we are working hard and we are working efficiently, but we are going to do it right. We are not going to rush something that isn't ready. We're not going to reach a conclusion before our investigation is over. But I assure you and I assure the American people that we are completely focused on it.
All right, well, say, we've heard a lot of these assurances, a lot of hints, so on and so forth. By the way, Fred said, I received someone else's sample ballot. Is the United States Postal Service also sending out mail-in ballots to the wrong voters? Well, that's a pass-through. Whatever the address is coming from the ballot printer, and they're just delivering those ballots. Now, I got all of my sample ballots, two of them in my house, and I checked them, accurate. For the Republican primary. So you may want to check the mail sample ballots. So again, we have no idea how many ballots were affected here, but it doesn't matter. 500,000 more are being reprinted and resent coming up by May the 29th, we understand. All right, 6:51, the best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com, and on our Facebook and Rumble pages. That brought to you by Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
If you own a business, you know how hard you work for every customer. At WCBM, we help local business owners get their message to the people who really count. Owners that are ready to act with radio, digital, and social media. WCBM can build a radio campaign that fits your business. Visit WCBM.com or call us at 410-5800 today to talk about growing your business.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Coming up next, Dollar Bill Ferguson gets an endorsement that should not shock and or stun anyone. And why is Phony Fawny foaming at the mouth again? So we'll get that coming up in just a second as well. Your calls, comments, emails, and your text messages coming into the program here today. We'll share those with you in just a second. Top of the hour, Governor Moore's Afghanistan story is completely unraveling. 653. Traffic and weather on the threes once again. Here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
The west side outer loop delay is now in place, 795, going down through Frederick Road. Then it gets better there as you're working your way down eventually towards the Wilkins Avenue ramp. All the lanes are open down through the construction. No, nothing major right now. Heavy traffic there. That's the normal stuff on the west side. The Parkville side has filled in quickly as well on the northeast corner at Hartford Road, eventually coming around to Providence Road. Now we're up to 15 minutes and building with delays at both the Harbor Tunnels, 895 back to the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 is backed up around the curve towards the bridge at the Eastern Avenue ramp, and both of those are slowly backing up towards Pulaski Highway. Construction is underway. Heads up in Harford County. They work during the rush hour, northbound I-95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and hot again. Highs today around 93. Overnight temps in the upper 60s. Going to remain hot and humid all the way through to Wednesday, where we may get a relief in a thunderstorm. Right now, 66 in Glen Burnie, and it is 67 in Middle River. I got a very interesting text here just moments ago from one of our listeners. This is from Joe. He says, from someone who's had a career in printing, printers print what they are given. Printers are not paid to proofread, but to print. The investigation needs to go further up the process and determine what the printer was given. I'd expect the database they were given was flawed. Printers are always laid the blame because it's the last stop in the design and printing process. Nothing happens by accident in politics. It's a fair point. It's a very good point, indeed. We'll get more of your comments coming up in just a second. Actually, there's a lot of folks weighing in on this here on the text line. So we'll get into that in just a moment. So Dollar Bill Ferguson went to Governor Moore's house to beg for his endorsement and left without it. And now Dollar Bill has received the endorsement of Casa de Maryland, which is their political arm called We Are Casa. This is the advocacy group that promotes illegal alien, open border reconquista types here in the state of Maryland. So Dollar Bill Ferguson gets the endorsement of Kyan, and now it kind of all makes sense, okay? They contribute money to his campaign. They endorse him, and the first thing out of the box was the 287G program, which was the official federal program, was banned. And then, of course, they did the Community Trust Act at the last and tail end of things. And that's been sitting on his desk for years. All of a sudden, in an election year, Dollar Bill Ferguson finds his voice when it comes to 287G. And I think a lot of it has to do with the money that is contributed to his campaign and steering for that endorsement. He's he talk about transparency here. But he's not the only one that got in. You should know these are the people that we should completely vote against because they're in the pockets of Casa de Maryland. Prince George's County Council Member Walla Bligay, who was actually is in the race to replace Steny Hoyer in Congress. Amar Makunda in the Senate in the 39th District, a seat currently held by Nancy King, who's a Democrat in Montgomery County. Former PG County School Board Member Rahila Ahmed for the Senate in the 23rd District, endorsed by CASA. Delegates Alethea McCaskill, Baltimore County, Gary Simmons, Anne Arundel, and Veronica Turner, Prince George's, all seeking re-election and were not endorsed by Governor Moore, but endorsed by CASA. Liz Walsh in Howard County for Howard County Executive over three other Democrats, including former Delegate Vanessa Atterbury, all endorsed by those that want to see illegal aliens come into this country. They want in-state tuition. They want benefits. They want everything that law-abiding citizens in Maryland have. CASA de Maryland wants them to have as well. And they're out there endorsing people like Dollar Bill Ferguson, et cetera. Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia signed a law requiring nonpartisan elections for most local officials in the five most populous counties in the Atlanta area. And what this bill does is that it lists the name of the individual, but no party affiliation. Interesting. You just get the person's name. So what it does is, I guess the goal here is to eliminate identity, tribal politics, And, of course, that is something that Phony Fawny Willis is now fighting, vowing to sue the state of Georgia over this law that removes party labels in Atlanta area elections. Do you think this idea has any merit for Baltimore? Because let's face it, in Baltimore and in Maryland, if you get an R next to your name, you got two strikes against you already. If you have a D next to your name, it's sort of like an automatic shoo-in for office here in the city of Baltimore and in the state of Maryland. So a lot of people are saying that this might be one way to at least level the playing field. I don't know if it's going to level it all that much, because there's, I'm sure, ways they can get around that in advertising and so on and so forth. But it is an interesting thought, and it's and anything that bothers Phony Fawny is all right by me. So just you can weigh in on that as well if you like. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. If you're just now joining us, we did talk about the State Board of Elections announcing the 500,000 ballots are going to be resent due to they're calling it a printing error. And now we just heard from a printer saying, no, it's probably the State Board of Elections error. And we'll see if that ever comes to light. The sunshine, by the way, sunlight is the best disinfectant. We're going to go into the Maryland Freedom Caucus and their reaction. Well, Republicans will hear from one of the gubernatorial candidates coming up a little bit later on the show. Don't forget tomorrow, Dan Cox joins us in studio. This will be one of the first questions we ask him for his full-length interview. Coming up next, Governor Moore's Afghanistan story takes another hit as it slowly unravels.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A defiant Iranian leadership suggests it is ready to fight again, and President seems more than willing to oblige.
President Trump posting on social media, for Iran, the clock is ticking, and they better get moving fast, or there won't be anything left of them. Shortly after a call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Sunday, after he addressed his cabinet. This came after a drone strike targeted the UAE's Seoul nuclear power plant in what authorities said was an unprovoked terrorist attack. No major damage was reported. The incident highlights the risk of renewed war as the U.S. and Iran signal they would be ready to fight again, and tensions continue over the Strait of Hormuz. I'm Julie Walker.
North America's largest commuter railroad not running today, the first weekday morning of a strike, and has shut down New York's Long Island Railroad. The road serves an estimated 250,000 commuters every day that are having to find other ways to get to work. New York Governor Kathy Hochul suggests working from home, if possible. More contract talks are scheduled today. The shootings were random. In Austin, Texas, 10 attacks injured 4 people over the weekend. Police have arrested 2 teens.
I think it touches everybody, and it doesn't matter if it was a car dealership that was struck, or it happened to be a fire station or a police station. These are dangerous kids out causing havoc in this city, and they had to be taken into custody, and they were, safely.
Austin Police Chief Lisa Davis says they are hunting for a third possible suspect. Mid-air collision of 2 Navy jets at an Idaho air show over the weekend. All 4 crew members ejected safely. They're in stable condition. It happened at Mountain Home Air Force Base in western Idaho. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 318 points. NASDAQ futures off 95 points. More on these stories at Town Hall.
Looking for a great real estate agent? Someone who can help you sell your home fast and for top dollar? Go to ready.com, R-E-D-Y.com. Because on Ready, agents will pay you just for the opportunity to sell your home. Yeah, on Ready, agents will pay you for your listing. Thousands of dollars up front, just for a chance to sell your home. And it's easy. Just go to ready.com, enter your address, and when you want to sell. In just 48 hours, the best local agents are competing on Ready to be your agent, with cash offers up front just to win your business. Hey, your listing is valuable. Don't give it away. Make those agents earn it. Get paid to pick your real estate agent. Go to ready.com or call 800-885-READY. 800-885-READY.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway, Prince George's County. It's on the inner loop at Indian Head Highway, so that's not very far from the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. We're looking at the camera, and off in the distance, we can see the Potomac. So there is a backup here as you're coming around from 214 and around towards Pennsylvania Avenue through that area. Very slow right now with at least some partial road blockage on the inner loop. The Beltway locally, yep, all the normal delays are there. 20-minute delays now with the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. And the morning construction underway as you're traveling north on 95. They block a lane in Harford County, 76-mile marker at Route 24 northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. The summer heat is on again today. Sunny, hot, and humid with highs near 93 degrees. Partly cloudy and very warm tonight. Temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
66 degrees in Bel Air and 68 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore County Police are investigating a multi-vehicle crash that occurred in Kingsville on Sunday evening. Officials responded to the scene of the crash at around 5:35 p.m. at the intersection of Bel Air Road and Mount Vista Road. One individual sustained a non-life-threatening injury from the crash and has since been transported to a nearby hospital for treatment. Officials confirmed. Police said they are working to determine the cause of the crash. And a man was shot in Woodlawn on Saturday night, according to Baltimore County Police. Officers responded to the scene on May 16th around 5:15 p.m. at the 1900 block of Gwin Oak Avenue. Once there, police located a 41-year-old man suffering from a gunshot wound. Police said the victim was transported to a hospital and was initially reported to be suffering from life-threatening injuries. On May 17th, authorities provided an update stating that the individual shot is now in stable condition. And Baltimore police have seized more than 730 firearms around the city so far this year, according to authorities. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 944. The pick four, 0176. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Up men on Ninja Batter. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number. 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the comfort guys, my guys. And how about that Orioles bullpen yesterday?
The runners with two down. Here's the sixth pitch to Lyle. Struck him out swinging. A high cutter. And
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Tyler Wells putting down a two-on, two-out threat in the seventh. And Rico Garcia closing the door in the ninth. 7-3 O's win it. Salvage game three in D.C. After the game, Gunnar Henderson on the Orioles bullpen bailing out the Birds.
They're just nails. And, our boy Yenny and Rico and Wellesley, Nooney, they all shut it down. And, Rico obviously has been unbelievable so far. So it's nice seeing him come out of the pen, and we feel like we got a good shot winning the game.
5 1/3 total from the bullpen yesterday in relief of Brandon Young. Meanwhile, guess who finally made his 2026 debut yesterday for the LA Angels?
First pitch. It's a base hit in the right center field. Hernandez in. Rojas two.
A two-run single for Shohei Ohtani.
That call on Sportsnet LA. Ohtani's two-run single made it 4-0 LA in the fourth off Grayson Rodriguez, making his 2026 Angels debut. The former Oriole knocked around for 7 runs in 3 2/3 yesterday, taking the loss 10-1 to the Dodgers. And finally, it was about time a Brit won the PGA Championship.
Good pace. How about in? How about in?
Aaron Rye with a moment that'll be frozen in time. A 68-foot putt on 17 was the knockout blow by the first Brit to win the PGA since Jim Barnes, who won it 107 years ago in 1919. Coming up in 30 minutes, Johns Hopkins men are out and the Maryland women are in. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Many are reacting to the mail-in ballot gate here in the state of Maryland. So we got that coming up again next hour. Coming up in this hour, Baltimore is ranked the second worst school district in the country. Chris Pabst posted that over the on Friday. Dr. Fauci strikes again. We've got another bio lab leak. We'll tell you where and what. Our top story here today, Governor Wes Moore's Afghanistan story continues to unravel. Sinclair Broadcasting's Spotlight on Maryland, led by Drew Sullins, a retired colonel in the U.S. Army, has another piece in the Baltimore Sun over the weekend. It was yesterday. And he writes that Governor Wes Moore told the graduates at Valley Forge Military Academy, the last graduating class that he had taught them, quote, something that I wish more people in this society understood, that we will not lie, cheat, nor steal, nor tolerate those that do, end of quote. In 2 decades, Moore's own accounts of his Army service and Afghanistan deployment have tested whether he lives by that standard. Apparently, a 2014 interview in USO Magazine on patrol, Moore was asked about his duties in Afghanistan, and he said, and I quote, I was an infantry officer, military police officer, and then became special ops when I joined the 82nd Airborne Division, end of quote. The Army records that are in the possession of Sinclair and Spotlight on Maryland, his answer was not truthful. Those records show Moore was not an infantry officer. He was not qualified in any special operations field and did not deploy to Afghanistan to perform either role. Former Army Captain John Merson said, it's not possible to be all those things at once in a deployment, and bragging like that raises the suspicions of most veterans. That statement is one of many false claims from Governor Moore about his time in the Army. And most veterans are really skeptical about anyone saying they were special ops, end of quote. When Moore arrived in Afghanistan in August of 2005, he was a newly qualified MP lieutenant. But he was not assigned to the 212th Military Police Company, a unit attached to the 82nd Airborne, a division brigade he joined. Instead, Moore was placed in a brigade staff job for which he had no training, no experience, and by ordinary Army standards, too little rank. So it appears that somebody, maybe even Moore's friend, an officer, punched his ticket. And again, these descriptions of his deployment that he has freely volunteered obscure the central fact of his service in Afghanistan. He was, as I said, not the infantry officer or special ops officer he later claimed to be, and even the job he held was one he was not qualified to perform. It appears from this investigation that there was an inflated evaluation report. More often cites that he was the top 1%. The person who rated him, not clear, but according to the duty position, it looks like it was Fenzel, Moore's close friend and hardly an objective observer. We'll tell you what he wrote about his evaluation and his time with boots on the ground in Afghanistan has now also been called into question as well. And at the end of the day, the question is, will this matter? Will any of this matter to the voters of the state of Maryland? 713, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We now have two different accidents on the Capitol Beltway. Interloop, Indian Head Highway, that's right before the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Delays there, and now the Interloop at College Park at Route 1. And that impact will go back towards New Hampshire Avenue and probably will start to slow us on the bottom end of 95 as we take that ramp from the bridge at Cherry Hill Road to start east on the Capitol Beltway towards Route 1. So we're getting some congestion now in that area, and we'll try to see if we can get a look at that accident. Last time I looked, I didn't see it, but the impact is definitely there. Beltway locally, all the normal stuff is there. 15 to 20-minute delays, about the usual heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. And we're looking at you live here on the JFX, and all as well coming south from Ruxton Road. Right now we're clear southbound towards the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and a hot one today, 93. Temps in the upper 60s tonight. Tomorrow and Wednesday will be hot and humid. Highs mid-90s, maybe some storms on Wednesday. Right now 69 in Pikesville, and it is 65 and mostly cloudy in Ocean City. And time for our MAGA movement updates.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
After concluding what President Trump called a tremendous success of a state visit to China, the president spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu yesterday to, I'm sure, discuss the next chapter in Operation Epic Fury, since Iran has no interest in coming to the table and giving up their enriched uranium or their pursuit of nuclear weapons. So there will be, again, another attack to take out the rest of the targets. In fact, President Trump said yesterday the clock is ticking on Iran. A huge victory for MAGA in the state of Louisiana. Rhino Senator Bill Cassidy, who voted to convict Trump at his impeachment trial, was humiliated and ousted. He finished dead last in a three-way primary in Louisiana, as Trump endorsed Julia Letlow and Treasurer John Fleming have advanced to a runoff in Louisiana. So Cassidy, who is one of the bigger rhinos in the Senate, is now going to going down in defeat. And you know it's a good day when Mitt Romney is mourning the humiliating defeat of the brilliant and creative rhino Senator Bill Cassidy. So, again, the power of Trump's endorsement right now, I think 66 out of 69. If I'm not mistaken. So that's what, 96% or something like that. Marco Rubio says he will support J.D. Vance in 2028 and pledges to be the first person to endorse him if Vance sticks in there. Hey, great news. Colorado Governor Jared Polis has commuted the sentence of Gold Star mother Tina Peters. I think she should be released now. He's going to be released June the 1st. President Trump weighing in on that as well. But, again, he did not pardon her, as President Trump did, but just cut her sentence in half. He said that her freedom of speech was violated, and the judge in her case gave her too harsh of a sentence, but he's not erasing the conviction. And, of course, the leftist media is calling her an election denier. Remember, she was a clerk in that county trying to hold county officials accountable for the chain of custody of ballots and machines and so on and so forth. And I think she was on to something. That's why they had to bury her in jail. So that's good news. In just a couple of weeks, Tina Peters will be freed. yesterday, Thomas, I think it's tomorrow in Kentucky, where the Thomas Massie will find out whether or not he is going to be reelected. President Trump is supporting a retired Navy SEAL, challenging Thomas Massie, but they're campaigning for Massie in the state of Kentucky. Well, we knew Rand Paul would, but there was a Lauren Boebert was there campaigning for Thomas Massie. So, again, she says President Trump now is looking to primary Lauren Boebert in Colorado for her next big race. We're still going to get through the much of the president's accomplishments and the big wins all this week in the China trip, but he did honor America's moms with new support for families. This was Peace Officers Memorial Day and Police Week. The president honored brave law enforcement officers who have made the ultimate sacrifice. First Lady Melania Trump had 10 achievements that she posted for foster youth and much, much more. So we're still finding out. The ink is still drying on the trade deal, so wait till we get all the final deals in before we share them with you. The FAA and Palm Beach International Airport in Florida will be officially renamed after President Trump, effectively July the 9th. The latest in a series of buildings, institutions, government programs, warships, and others to bear the name. And the money, too, has his signature on it as well as President Trump. And finally, if you haven't downloaded it yet, you should. It's the new White House mobile app. It's available at your app store. Breaking news, key policy updates, live streams, videos, and photos directly from the White House itself. Real-time alerts, exclusive early access, all straight from the source, the White House. Again, it's available today. I downloaded mine over the weekend. And that's the way it was 484 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A. 720 up next. We'll talk to somebody who got the wrong ballots as we continue to discuss this major mishap and a mistake, whether intentional or incompetence. It's opened up a can of worms here in the state of Maryland, and of course for the mail-in ballots. 500,000 now have to be sent out again. Total of 1 million ballots will be circulating. Boy, that can't end well, right? 720, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:22, 22 minutes after the hour. So, Governor Morris, I think he gets top 1% of to explain his Army career accomplishments, we find out that his supervisor, Fenzel, his good buddy that was his best man, I think, or a groomsman, I'm not sure, at his wedding, writing, "First Lieutenant Moore is the best lieutenant I've seen your rate and the finest young officer I've observed in my 17 years of military service. Moore's tremendous talents put him on a par with the majors and lieutenant colonels operating in similar capacities." So we'll address that, and also how much time they actually spent in country in Afghanistan in a moment. 7:23, traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is Lugnuts Johnson.
Morning backup has arrived. I-97 southbound coming into Annapolis. Before you get to the split at Route 32, not too bad south of Benfield, but you'll run into the backup right at Route 32. It gets better after the bridge at 178. We're clear at the junction at I-97 and Route 50, and everybody between the Bay Bridge and Whitehall Road, Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway, all that area is open over towards Rose Boulevard, and no major problems there. Two wrecks on the Capitol Beltway, Interloop near Route 1, College Park, and then Interloop right before the Woodrow Wilson Bridge at Indian Head Highway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and a hot one again today. 93 temps will be in the upper 60s tonight. And then tomorrow, Wednesday, will be hot and humid with a chance of storms coming on Wednesday. And right now, we're 69 and cloudy in Owings Mills and 68 in Ellicott City. And again, this... his commander, or lieutenant, rather, Fenzel, said that many Army experts are saying that Fenzel's obvious bias and implausibility of claiming that Moore, a newly qualified officer with no branch experience, was on a par with vastly more experienced majors and lieutenant colonels and deserved early promotion based on 6 months in a job for which he was not qualified, calls into question whether, and this breaks a lot of Army regulations and Army codes and protocols. And so why did he do it? That he places friendship over, of course, with Fenzel and or Moore are not addressing any of these questions. And finally, how much time did he actually spend in Afghanistan? Well, in a podcast and in that On Patrol USO magazine, he said he spent about 13 months over there, about a year, a hard year, he said. Well, we find out that not exactly the truth. His DD Form 214 shows his total active duty time was 7 months and 15 days. His official boots on the ground in Afghanistan, 6 months and 27 days. But the time he spent actually in Afghanistan, he got a 30-day leave, which he went to see his the burial of his grandfather, who had passed, sadly. And while he was at home, he traveled with his fiancée to Vegas and got married by an Elvis impersonator. Then goes back. And so the actual time that Governor Moore spent in Afghanistan with boots on the ground, 5 months and 27 days. It's a far cry from a hard year that he described and or 13 months. So, again, the big question is, will this matter to any of the voters? But look, there's a lot of reasons to vote against Governor Moore, many of them economic, the tax increases, and but again, this other larger pattern that's developed in here, the man can't tell the truth. He can't be trusted. And with all these embellishments, not just his military record, his thesis and so much of the other stuff that he's got on his resume, this man can't be trusted in office, period. Now, will hardcore Democrats vote for him? Sure. They don't care. They don't care if he's a liar. They don't care if he lied about his record. I'm more interested in the crossover Democrat votes, the unaffiliated voters, and Republicans, even some of the more liberal Republicans in the state, because you're going to the Republican gubernatorial candidates are going to need every single one of those votes if they hope to upset the Democrat machine in the fall.
Well, I'm just concerned now, even if it does matter to voters and if it matters to enough voters to make a difference, does none of this matter anymore as far as the election results, because now we have this little insurance policy that possibly they've cooked up with these ballots where they have extra ballots laying around and they can cook up whatever they need to on election night. I still wonder if Moore wants to rig our primary, the Republican primary, and choose his opponent, whoever that might be, whoever he thinks he would most easily beat. I can't speculate, well, I guess, but I won't say. But whoever thinks he may be most easily be able to beat.
Yeah,
maybe that's the response to all this.
I still, we don't know enough yet as to it's now looking more and more likely that the State Board of Elections is at fault here, and not the printer. And so we don't, they're not being transparent with us. Who made the mistake? Whose job was it to double check to make sure when those ballots went to the printer that they were accurate? And why weren't they checked when they came back? And were then sent to the Postal Service for delivery? There are a lot of questions unanswered. What are the safeguards? Who came up with the safeguards? How are they going to work? Again, with a million ballots circulating for the primary, that is certainly a problem. And I think that there are some, the Maryland Freedom Caucus and others, are asking President Trump and the federal elections, the Justice Department, to step in here, because this isn't a mistake for just a couple of ballots. They're resending 500,000 ballots out.
Who is the head of the State Board of Elections appointed by?
By the governor.
Right.
Yeah. So
say it's a bipartisan thing.
Yeah. No, there are members on the State Board of Elections that are, I think, two Republicans, if I'm not mistaken. But I have to go back and look at that again. But before it was Linda Lamone. And Linda Lamone, I mean, Linda Lamone knows where all the bodies are buried in the election. And we're fighting this thing now with the voter rolls as well in the state of Maryland. Maryland won't turn over its voter rolls to the Justice Department. So it might be time to go to a court. Justice Department have to go to a court and get a ruling that they need to turn over their voter rolls. And now they have to turn over all this other stuff that could put the election in jeopardy here in about a month away. Actually, it's less than a month with early voting. So, all right, good point. Thanks, Kristen. To Michael Friedman, and we'll get your calls and comments. We'll hear from one of those voters that got a ballot by mistake or intentionally, whatever. Michael A. Friedman, there for you 24/7 should you ever need them. Serious accidents resulting in serious injury do require serious legal representation, and that is where Michael and his firm shine. They put your recovery priority number one. They handle all the insurance hassles. You don't have to deal with anything. They handle the medical bills if need be. If you need it in advance, they'll do that. They'll find a doctor for it if you don't have a doctor. And also, if your car's been totaled in the accident, they will handle the diminution of value as well. Most firms won't even touch that. For 40 years, Michael and his firm, Marcia, Stephen, Rachel Alpert Friedman, and others, have put your recovery priority number one, so that you get better, you get back to your family, your work, and business. So call Michael, 410-363-6848, online, maflaw.com. Coming up next, Dr. Fauci strikes again with another bio lab leak. We'll tell you the latest. Right now, here's news headlines with Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Police have charged a Glen Burnie man with 66 offenses in connection with a Friday shooting spree that terrorized residents across Prince George's County and injured two. They say additional charges against 68-year-old Larry James Simpson may be pending. Two people were injured during the flurry of incidents that included multiple shootings and carjackings. And crews from the Berlin Fire Company and at Assateague State Park confirmed they responded to the scene and were still investigating as of 2:30 p.m. Sunday. It was a very chaotic scene at the beach, one park ranger told the Baltimore Sun. Park rangers and first responders were still at the scene. They said white sharks are often spotted offshore at Assateague during the summer months. This is the first shark sighting at the park this year, a park ranger confirmed. Upon arrival, firefighters discovered a vehicle on fire that had struck a building in another area. And in a commencement speech at Valley Forge Military Academy on May 9th, Governor Wes Moore told graduates the academy had taught them something that I wish more people in this society understood, that we will not lie, cheat, nor steal, nor tolerate those that do. For two decades, Moore's own accounts of his Army service and Afghanistan deployment have tested whether he lives by that standard. In an April 2014 interview with the USO's magazine On Patrol, Moore was asked about his duties in Afghanistan. I was an infantry officer, military police officer, and then became special ops when I joined the 82nd Airborne Division, Moore said. Based on Army records, his answer was not true. Those records show Moore was not an infantry officer, was not qualified in any special ops field, and did not deploy to Afghanistan to perform either role. And police have charged a Glen Burnie man with 66 offenses in connection with a Friday shooting spree that terrorized residents across PG County. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread. And when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Construction is underway in Harford County. They work during rush hour every day. Northbound 95 at Route 24. 76-mile marker, one lane is affected. Almost a mile back up on the northbound side. 15 to 20-minute delay still in play. Both the Harbor Tunnels southbound. The traffic northbound on 895 and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel northbound. No problems at all. The junction is clear downtown and the ramps are all good. 95 Russell Street and 395 clear coming northbound towards Camden Yards and eventually up to the light at the convention center downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. The summer heat is on again today. Sunny, hot, and humid with highs near 93 degrees. Partly cloudy and very warm tonight. Temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 7:35 is brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. The Orioles saved face yesterday in D.C. with a 7-3 win over the Nats, salvaging Game 3 of the weekend series. Three home runs powered the way. Kobe Mayo, Colton Cowser, and Gunnar Henderson. Gunnar's solo blast, part of a four-hit day for the shortstop that included a hustle double, which is what manager Albernez was most pleased about in the postgame.
Like, that hustle double was outstanding. To me, I love that more than a homer. That's what I told Gunnar, and same thing with Leody with that hustle double. That's the game that we're capable of playing.
But the question is, of course, how often? The Birds are inconsistent at best this year, standing at 21-26 after 47 games. They're 10 back of the Rays, who they visit tonight for the first of three in St. Petersburg. Meanwhile, did you keep up with Kyle Schwarber over the weekend?
Mason Montgomery is the new pitcher, and Schwarber hits one in the air to left center field. Cruz on the run. It's going to be over his head and out of the ballpark.
Gosh.
Wow, did that jump into the back of the Phillies bullpen. Schwarber has reached 20 home runs.
In his first 45 games, no less, Tom McCarthy had the call. On NBC Sports Philadelphia, Schwarber leads the majors and is on a 72 homer pace. And more importantly, the Phillies are now 15-4 since Don Mattingly took the reins, sweeping the Pirates this weekend. The Ravens continue their offseason program today with 3 days of OTAs this week. Lamar will be there, and one of the more interesting stories in terms of the Ravens' rookie class is that of Adam Randall, the big versatile running back out of Clemson that was owner Steve Bisciotti's personal pick. Here is Randall on being in the running back room with the King.
You know, I'm just looking forward to, you know, being able to get in the room and, you know, see how he works, and also all the other guys, you know, just see how they are pro, and, you know, just being at the Ravens organization, I know that they have great players and great men in their position rooms, and I'm just going to be a sponge on and a fly on the wall, you know, just in that meeting room, and, you know, take everything that I can and apply it to my game, you know.
NCAA men's and women's lacrosse. Final Four is set for Memorial Day weekend. On the men's side, Notre Dame denying Johns Hopkins their first berth since 2015 with a 15-9 win over the Blue Jays in Hempstead, New York. The second-seeded Irish will face number 6 Syracuse on Saturday. Number 1 Princeton plays unseeded Duke as well. On the women's side, the state of Maryland is well represented. Number 2 North Carolina taking on the number 3 Terps. The first time the Maryland women have made the Final Four since 2022. Meanwhile, number 1 Northwestern against number 4 Johns Hopkins. The Blue Jays making it for the first time ever. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the way too early Super Bowl odds.
Gary Stein here. Looking for the ultimate spot to unwind? Well, Yorktown Social in Cockeysville is my place. Trust me, they've got it all. Signature cocktails like the Boozy Bank Vault or a refreshing Blueberry Lemon Drop, plus 20 craft drafts on tap, all displayed on a big screen so you can pick your favorite. Catch the Ravens or Orioles on their massive 100-inch TV or kick back in the outdoor courtyard bar. Their happy hour is Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. You'll find them in the far corner of Yorktown Plaza. And if you see me there, be sure to say hi.
Well, Sean, despite all the teeth gnashing on part of the Ravens fans and Ravens flock in general, the new coach, the new assistant coaches, the Lamar situation, Tyler Loop, et cetera, the Ravens are one of the favorites for the Super Bowl in 2020.
I saw that. Yeah.
So the favorite is the Rams. They're plus 800. The Seahawks are at 950. And then come the Ravens.
Wow.
The Ravens and the Buffalo Bills are 10 to 1 at this point.
Weren't they
point.
Favored last year as well?
They were indeed.
Here we go again.
They were the number one favorite
here
last
year. Here we go
year.
Again.
So we've been down this road before. But you know what? You know what we always say, Sean? This is what we always say. This year, it's going to be
different. It's going to be different, right. Well, you still got to play the games out on the field. So
we do.
All right, very good. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. All right, so let's talk to somebody who actually got wrong ballots in the mail. Al is in Woodlawn, and we know Al to be a credible source. He's a former corrections officer, so he is a truth teller. So, Al, what happened to you and your wife?
Well, we both are registered Republicans. Been that way for years. 2 weeks ago, we got a practice Republican ballot in the mail. It was a practice one.
Mm-hmm.
Last week on Thursday, we got an official ballot, but it was a Democrat ballot, and it had our names on it. So I'm looking for. So I called the Baltimore County Board of Elections, told them what happened. Well, give me your name and number, and we'll get back to you. You'll get a call back. Then I called Councilman Julian Jones' office, and then I called the Baltimore County Exec's office, you know, and told them. And I said, there shouldn't be any documentation at all with me and my wife's name on it, on any kind of ballot as being Democrats. I said, because we are Republicans. Sean, before I was a correctional officer, I worked in printing for 9 years, back in the late 80s and until the 90s. And I had printed out election ballots before myself. And, of course, this was before everything was even digital. But, Sean, I can't prove it. But this had to be on purpose, and I'll tell you why I think that, with the ballots, because there are so many checks and balances that were involved back in the 80s, you know, when I was in printing. You know, checks and balances between me, you know, between my supervisor, you know, between the stuff had to be proofread, you know, and then the client or the vendor, I mean, the person who we were printing for would come in and look at whatever we printed. And so for them, Sean, it just makes me think more about 2020 election. I mean, this was just ridiculous. And everybody's so casual about it when you call them. Oh, give me your name and number, and we'll call you back.
Yeah.
You know, they're just so casual about it.
Did you call the State Board of Elections?
No, I did not call the Baltimore County Board of Elections. Yeah, I called the Baltimore County Board of Elections and talked to somebody in that office. Then I called Julian Jones' office, my counsel.
Hey, it would be interesting if you did call the State Board of Elections.
Maybe I will today.
Yeah, I would call them today and say, you are one of the ones that you're a registered Republican, you got a whatever. How did that happen?
Yeah, and Sean, real quick before I let you go, Maggie Hunter, does she go home?
Did she go home?
I mean, she's always there.
Oh,
a little room in the back.
Yeah, we've built her a little suite here at the station. Where?
All right, Sean.
Yeah, she's got her own. She's got her own wing here at the station.
Well, yeah, that's because she's making a big bucks.
Yep,
almost as much as you.
Dear. Then we're all in trouble. All right. Al, thanks so much for sharing your story. But call the State Board of Elections. Call us back.
Yeah, I will. All right, take it easy. Have a good week. Be safe,
all right,
man.
You do the same. So there's a credible source. Al is a former law enforcement saying that registering his wife, registered Republicans, they got Democrat. They got their sample ballot was okay, but the official ballot that they got showed a Democrat. And I'm wondering, you know, what effect would that have? Well, it might affect turnout.
If people get the wrong ballot and don't do anything about it, just, oh, here we go again. I'm just going to sit this one out. I'm not even going to bother to show up. I'm getting the wrong ballot. And how many people would actually catch that mistake as well? So I think there are a lot of concerns here about what has happened to the State Board of Elections and their protocols.
And again, I don't understand why they can't just put out a statement saying, if you receive the wrong ballot, contact us, and then we will send you a corrected ballot. But the fact that there's, we'll just resend all of them, even though we know they weren't all wrong. Like that. So that, number one, is suspicious to me. They don't have to do it that way, and that just invites fraud. And then number two, and I think you mentioned this in the last hour, but Jared Damaris, his whole thing, it's even in his profile. I'm looking at the State Board of Elections website, and it's in his profile that his number one goal is to stop disinformation in elections. Like, that's his goal in life. So that thinking is like, we couldn't possibly screw up. The State Board of Elections officials, they're very arrogant. They think you're stupid. They think you're crazy. You think you're a conspiracy theorist. So if there's ever a problem, it's never their fault. And if there's a hint of something, it's just, quote, disinformation. So,
that's a good catch, Krista, because if his number one priority is stopping disinformation, this is the kind of stuff that leads to disinformation.
Yes. So it's laughable.
Yeah. You'd think that you would bend over backwards to make sure that the printing process, you'd check, double-check. Heads should roll on this thing, yes. But I'm not even sure I trust anybody in Maryland to police it. I think it's time for federal action. I agree with the Maryland Freedom Caucus and others, and we'll hear for the top of the hour from one of the gubernatorial candidates weighing in on this. We'll hear from Dan Cox tomorrow. He'll join us in studio for a full-length interview for an entire hour, get his reaction to it as well. 743, traffic weather on the threes. By the way, we need a Choose Your Fake News contestant. Call us right now. Reserve your spot, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and you have a chance to compete with the rest of the panel. Right now, here's the main component of the panel. In fact, the panel itself. Panel Johnson is here with all the latest.
It's wood paneling. Thank you very much. Matches my wooden head. It's brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. There is some police activity. Don't know what it is. Don't need to know what it is. Reisterstown Road at Gwynns Falls Parkway. So they're there, and they looks like they may have a perimeter set up at that location. Watch out for that. There's a wreck in the city on the west side of downtown at Lombard at Cary. We're looking north now at the Old Harbor Tunnel. No problems there. Both the tunnels southbound still fighting through the normal 20-minute delay at least on 95 and 895 southbound. JFX has been okay. South of Ruxton Road, all the normal delays are in play in the area around 695. The one leftover accident on the Capitol Beltway still there. Interloop before the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, but is now on the shoulder. The summer driving season is just around the corner, so let Bernie's Automotive check your tires, brakes, cooling system, hoses, and more. Stop in, see Bernie today at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Here it comes. Bring it. The heat, sunny, hot. 93 today. Upper 60s tonight. We're already 71 in Parkville, 70 in the city. Our last caller, Al, said that he wants to know if you ever go home. You're always here at the station. And I said, well, there's Maggie and there's AI Maggie. So I just want to make sure that
some
people say they have a difference in telling the difference between the two.
I think that was a compliment. She wears many hats here, and she does a good job.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's the impression you give.
And you have your own wing here as well.
I want my own wing with the jacuzzi and the
bathroom.
And what about the and my own bath?
Yeah,
please, my own bathroom.
You should write that into your next contract.
That should be. Yeah. My contract.
Is this our contestant?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Just want to make sure that we get our contestant.
We're all distracted.
What happened?
All right. Here we go.
Disinformation.
Connie in Perry Hall is our contestant. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Maybe I'll try third today.
Third. Okay.
Oh, a sandwich.
All right. Story number one: scientists have now discovered the Holy Grail of genes that could regrow human limbs and living tissue. They're studying salamanders, zebrafish, and mice, and say they've uncovered a powerful set of genes that appear to control regeneration itself, meaning that in the future, would be able to regrow living tissue, bone, and even entire arms and legs in humans.
Wasn't that a law firm, Salamander, so-and-so, and Mice?
They advertised here, don't you remember?
I know they were all
they bought
here one
traffic.
Time.
I think they represented Maggie in a...
Let me speak to Mr. Mice, please.
Story two. President Trump planning to close the Department of Education by the end of the year and turn it into an ICE detention center. The Department of Ed will cease to exist December 31st, 2026, and now will be able to accommodate 3,500 detainees. Since so many other people are fighting warehouses and local buildings, the president said this is the perfect solution. And story number three, veteran CIA-funded physicist and longtime Pentagon ET advisor has now publicly claiming the United States government has recovered bodies of at least four different extraterrestrial species in UFO crashes. They're the Greys, small hairless beings with massive black eyes. Some of your former boyfriends, Maggie.
Coming. I was ready.
Nordics, tall human-looking entities resembling people from Northern Europe. Reptilians, and most of them working a traffic team. Scaly, scaly lizard-like creatures.
Scaly Johnson.
And insectoids, mantids, bug-like humanoids that resemble praying mantises.
Didn't they come over from 1370? I'm just asking.
Don't they sell here?
Yeah. Most of them left. Story one. Scientist, the holy grail of regrowing limbs. Story two, Department of Ed to close, become ICE detention center. Story three, scientists said four different kinds of species of extraterrestrials have been captured in UFO crashes. All right, we'll start with Maggie this morning.
Ah, you always do that. I don't know why I'm your Monday start, but it's not fair.
Are you filing a complaint?
This is a hostile work environment.
You can abstain if you want.
You're what? Oh, anywho, I'm going with the number three being the...
Okay. Maggie votes for number three. Kristen?
I could see someone saying that. Does it mean it's true? And for number one, like, is he a scientist saying that's true? It might not be true. So I'm going to go with number two. It's a great idea about this Department of Education, but I don't know if that's happening.
All right. Kristen goes for number two. Connie and Perry Hall?
Yes, I was thinking two. I'm going to go with two.
All right, Connie votes for two and Chuckles?
I'll go with the reptilians. Three, please.
All right.
Chuck, they played here, remember?
Chuck and Maggie think that is a false story. Story number three is a true story, according to this physicist and Pentagon advisor.
Well, of course it is.
Well, we don't know. You've worked with most of those, all four, haven't you?
I know. I should know better.
You should.
I should have voted.
Story one is also a true story. Story two is our fake news story of the day. The Department of Ed not closing the end of the year and becoming an ICE detention center.
It'd be a good
Connie,
idea.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
We'll put you in. I'll tell you how to get your prize. Very nice indeed.
See, that should be the new name of the game. It's not that it's actually fake. It's just disinformation. Choose your disinformation. Because apparently if something is fake, it's not bad. Mm-hmm. It's not really wrong. It's just your perception of it.
Oh, my.
That's a shot. Our director of the
story that I wrote was completely fake. There was no truth to it at all. So I don't know if you're...
I'm just making a joke. It's not going over well.
That's okay.
In their logic, they're in the wrong, but they just call it disinformation.
All right,
that's my point.
I see
it was not an
going.
Insult at you.
No, it's okay. It's all right. I get insulted every day by Chuck. And I'm used to it.
And I'll call you later and tell you again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I can always rely on you for at least that, Chuck. Okay.
All right.
We move on. 7:50.
Bad jokes. Same break.
10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. If you need to upgrade your appliances, trust me when I tell you to go to Town Appliance and Owings Mills. My wife and I are currently upgrading our kitchen, and Mayor are the perfect guys to help you find the right fit. They make the process fun, help you make the best decision for your needs. Zero pressure to oversell. They're a true one-stop shop with over 70 different brands to choose from, including Bosch, along with others. And you definitely don't want to miss their Memorial Day savings event going on right now. They even offer flexible financing to help you get the job done. So check them out, townappliance.com, or right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
Hi, this is Sean Casey with an update on the next step in the 2026 Save Our State campaign.
first is to sign the petition at WCBM.com. Then, plan on voting early in person June 11th through June the 18th at your early voting center. It's crucial to get out the vote, so try and take five voters with you. Remember, change can't happen by sitting at home. So do your patriotic duty. Our founding fathers would be proud. A vote to save our state is a vote heard round the world.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, Fred weighing in on the mail and ballot gate. He says, why does the printing company mail them? Why trust a third party to create ballots and mail them? The state should check the database they send the printer and check the ballots before mailing. The state is totally responsible for the process. We'll have more reaction on mail and ballot gate coming up next at the top of the hour, 7:53. Once again, time for traffic and weather on the threes with the update. Scaly Johnson. I kind of like that one. That may stick for a while.
I got something that'll stick for a while on you, Miss Casey. Oh, crazy glue in your armpits.
Gee, I can only raise my hand this far.
Yeah, that's it. That's normal.
I look like T-Rex. Like
your teacher always said you were blooming.
That's like you when the check comes.
Get out of here. Shut up. Stop bothering me. I'm trying to work here. Westbound 50 coming over to the Kent Narrows Bridge. There's an accident on the left side. A little bit further up, there's an incident on the right side. So now we're getting a backup on 50 westbound through there. We'll keep an eye on that. But right now, you're going to go to the right at the first accident scene and a little bit over to the left on the second accident scene. That's 50 on the westbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 6, shut up. So Talk Radio, and that's somebody back here. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and hot, 93 today. Temps in the upper 60s for the low tonight. Tomorrow, Wednesday, hot, humid, mid-90s, maybe storms on Wednesday. Right now, 70 in Glen Burnie, 71 in Middle River. A whistleblower letter alleging that the NIH animal lab, long targeted by White Coat Waste Project, is in full cover-up mode over a dangerous monkey bite accident. An apparent international virus smuggling incident that reportedly led to the suspension of animal experimenters in ongoing FBI investigation. Apparently, this shocking expose, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has confirmed to Laura Loomer that his agency referred NIH animal experimenter Vincent Munster, who is a foreigner and hates the United States, they referred him to the FBI for criminal referral. He said, I assume he's going to prison. He got caught smuggling in vials of viral hemorrhagic fever into the United States. A second incident at the Rocky Mountain Laboratory in Montana. This is another one of Dr. Fauci's secret bio labs. A macaque monkey who they were experimenting on with Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever bit a scientist. And that scientist got infected with it, and the question is whether or not he got out of the lab or not. And this was a monkey they were experimenting on, infected and sickened with no pain mitigation whatsoever. So these smoking gun emails after a FOIA request proving Fauci's agency funded EcoHealth's gain-of-function animal testing, and now how the U.S. government funded the experimenter who is COVID's likely patient zero. So this is just, remember last week, two big stories, Tulsi Gabbard investigating 140 biolabs worldwide, 40 of which are in Ukraine alone. Then we had the CIA whistleblower, I think his name was Erdman, that went before and said that Fauci knew all of this, covered it up, and got the CIA to change their origin of the virus from a lab leak to proximal origins or natural occurring origins. Now comes this, that we have these again, this gain-of-function nonsense should be shut down immediately in every lab in the United States and everywhere else for that matter. This is as dangerous as nuclear weapons. We have all sorts of treaties and protocols
on nuclear weapons. But when it comes to viruses that could kill millions and have killed millions of people, we're very cavalier about this. And I think that this is a white coat waste bombshell, a deadly pathogen released, lost, or stolen from Fauci's Montana lab. Now, Senators Shee, Scott, and Representative Gosar are demanding a full investigation. Stay tuned. Let's go to Jeff in Phoenix. Good morning, Jeff.
Sean, good morning. I hate to always waste my calls on the same thing, but God bless you guys for what you're doing. And Kristen, when she gets on the air, is phenomenal. The Talking Heads had a song called Life During Wartime, and in that song, repeatedly, they would say, same as it ever was, same as it ever was, same as it ever was. We've been propagandized and gaslit for so long. You just reported on Fauci. Those of us who peel back have known that ever since the whole damn thing started. Stolen valor. We're coming up on Memorial Day. Memorial Day. And the governor of Maryland, as a veteran, is a habitual liar about everything that comes out of his mouth regarding his service. My last point, Sean, is when this thing came out on Friday regarding the mail-in ballots, and as you know, I am a candidate in 42B for delegate, I was told that the ballots were printed in Missouri. Now, where the Board of Elections is, in Owings Mills, within 15 miles, I could name three Maryland printers, A, and that would mean Maryland jobs, B, and third, Sean, WCBM and a plethora of other businesses print. You have, and we're printing stuff for the election. You have a series of quality control that go through every little bit of anything printed before it actually hits the printer. So I leave this you with this. We're coming up on the top of the hour. We are being propagandized and gaslit over and over and over again. We now have the opportunity to make a change. I encourage people to please visit JeffKMcDonald.com. We are having a fundraiser this Thursday at Michael's Cafe and Timonium. And Sean, thank you as always for the time.
Now take care of that voice. Sounds like you're losing it. All right. Very good, Jeff.
Thank you, Sean.
All right. Take care. And thanks for weighing in on the mail-in ballot gate. More on that coming up right after the 8 o'clock news. We're going to hear what the Republicans are asking the feds to do. We'll hear from one of the gubernatorial candidates as well. And don't forget, Dan Cox will join us in studio tomorrow morning. Full-length interview for a full hour here on WCBM, the first of many, before early voting begins on June the 11th. Stick with us. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. The clock is ticking for Iran. That's according to President Trump, taking to Truth Social to warn Iran's leadership that it had better move fast to make a peace deal with the U.S. or there won't be anything left of them. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says negotiations with Iran hit a brick wall.
President Trump's very frustrated. So what to do next? I think it's going to be very difficult to get a deal with the current regime.
He tells NBC's Meet the Press, you're not going to get a deal with this crowd until you hurt them more. The Trump administration working to verify voter eligibility nationwide, checking tens of millions of registrations against federal databases.
At least 67 million voter registrations have already been processed under the program. The initiative is designed to identify individuals who may be ineligible to vote, including non-citizens or people who have died but remain on voter rolls. Officials say the early stages of the program have flagged tens of thousands of registrations for further review, prompting supporters to say that running voter rolls through federal databases is a necessary step to protect the integrity of elections. Ken Lorman reported.
On the National Mall yesterday, Rededicate 250, a national jubilee of prayer, praise, and thanksgiving.
Our great president, President Donald Trump, has planned a year of celebration as we have a time of sports and shows and pomp and parade.
The Reverend Robert Jeffers, pastor of First Baptist Church of Dallas. The hantavirus-stricken cruise ship is docked in Rotterdam, where the remaining crew members on board will be quarantined while the ship is disinfected. On Wall Street this morning, the stock futures in the red so far. The Dow futures are down. The blue chip index off about 178 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When I was feeling the stress of too much credit card debt, I looked at two different options, debt settlement and debt management. They may sound the same, but guess what? They're not. Debt settlement seemed like a quick fix, but I found out it would destroy my credit, create tax headaches, and hit me with huge fees. They actually told me to stop paying my bills. No way. Not me. Then I turned to a debt management plan developed by the team at Trinity. They worked with my creditors, lowered my payments, reduced my interest, saved me thousands, and paid off my debt. And Trinity is a Christian company, which is important to me.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There are two different accidents on 50 westbound coming up to the Kent Narrows Bridge. One is crowding the left-hand lane. Several vehicles there. A little bit further up, the other accident now, or maybe this is just a broken down vehicle. Either way, they're on the right shoulder behind the painted out area. So once you clear the wreck that's in the left-hand lane, you're good to go from there, and the lanes are open. There's a pretty good sized backup, though, coming up to the first accident scene on the westbound side. Keep in mind, in the city, there was some police activity. There may be a perimeter set up here at Reisterstown Road at Gwynns Falls Parkway. JFX was still okay coming south of Ruxton Road. Beltway traffic continues with all the normal delays on 695, and we're still at least 15 to 20-minute delays southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. The summer heat is on again today. Sunny, hot, and humid with highs near 93 degrees. Partly cloudy and very warm tonight. Temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
71 degrees in Pikesville and 71 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Archdiocese of Baltimore on Friday submitted a 175-page bankruptcy reorganization plan that would establish how hundreds of child sexual abuse claims are handled going forward. The church is seeking to channel all settled abuse litigation into a controlled trust system while protecting church entities and insurers from future lawsuits. The proposal still needs to be approved by the U.S. Bankruptcy Court. The proposed plan is intended to advance discussions, provide a framework for resolution, and support continued dialogue among all parties, the Archdiocese wrote in a news release. And police spent the early hours of Sunday investigating a shooting in West Baltimore that injured a 36-year-old man. According to police, on May 17th at about 1:18 a.m., officers responded to a call for a shooting in the 2800 block of Woodbrick Avenue. When they arrived, officers found evidence of gunfire and a 36-year-old man suffering from multiple gunshot wounds to the body. The winning Maryland lottery number pick three was 944. The pick 4-0-1-7-6. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting, again, 410-266-1120. 866-1120 or just go to pearshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05 is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the comfort guys, my guys. Well, the Orioles hit them hard all over Nats Park this weekend, but didn't get rewarded until yesterday.
Boy, is this one belted.
Kowser with a drive to right field, and there it is! Colton Kowser finally gets that elephant off his back, his first home run in 111 plate appearances, and it was a sizzler.
My goodness.
Kevin Brown and Big Ben had the call on Masson. It was a rocket off the bat of Kowser as the Birds knock out the Nats yesterday. 7-3 was the final. The Birds hit rockets all weekend. Only get the win, though, on Sunday. Here's the manager about that in the postgame.
No, they didn't waver in the clubhouse. They know they were putting good swings on it and barreling at the ball, hitting it hard. And, you know, you hope eventually to also find some holes. And today we did. And our guys did a great job of competing every inning and having great at-bats.
And so now it's on to St. Pete. Our first look at the Rays, who have the best record in the American League. A very important start tonight for Trevor Rogers, who has struggled tonight at 6:40 p.m. It was a wild and entertaining day yesterday at Dover for the All-Star race with a couple big crashes in the first 75 laps. But in the end, it came down to this.
And it has come down to Denny Hamlin putting on a dominant performance, challenged really only by his Joe Gibbs Racing teammate Chase Briscoe.
Indeed it was. Denny Hamlin, Chase Briscoe, and Eric Jones finishing 1-2-3 at Dover. And finally, MMA action over the weekend. The much-anticipated return of Ronda Rousey was over in the blink of an eye.
Our referee, Big John McCarthy, calls a stop to this contest at 17 seconds of the very first round, declaring your winner by submission via armbar, Rowdy Ronda Rousey!
Telling it like it is, Rousey defeating Gina Carano by submission, pocketing a cool 2.2 mil, and following the swift win, Rousey confirming that she is retiring from MMA. The time now is, well, what are we doing here? 8:09? Okay, coming up in 30 minutes. There we go. Whatever happened to Gino's hamburgers? And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I've long said that Maryland is the most corrupt state in the country, and each and every day, someone does something to just reinforce that image that I have of this state run by Democrats, dominated by Democrats. And now we get the news of bad mail-in ballots. All right. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at Lockdown Larry's next gig and the mayor's Vegas trip. Also, the Supreme Court denies Virginia their gerrymandering scheme, which is big, great news for Republicans. But not so much here at home, where the Maryland GOP is now saying that the this mistake, this mishap, whatever you want to call it, we heard from one of our callers here recently that there are Republicans who receive Democrat primary ballots. And on Friday we learned the Maryland State Board of Elections has made a mail-in ballot error. Or I guess they're blaming the printer. But isn't it really up to the state? The state is in charge of running the elections, administering the elections. They should be in charge of checking these ballots before they get sent out in the mail. And so these are only ballots affected prior to May 14th. If you printed your own ballot at home, it doesn't affect you. What I don't know is, were these ballots sent out, did you request a mail-in ballot and then you received a mail-in ballot, or they just were sent out regardless? If you voted by mail-in ballot before, did you automatically get one? See all these questions that I have, but they're just not correcting the mail-in ballots that were a problem. They're resending all 500,000 mail-in ballots and are telling us there are safeguards in place to make sure that you can't vote twice or those ballots won't be used for suspicious activity or other votes. Delegates Ryan Naraki and Kathy Shalega says it's time to call in the feds on this one.
I would encourage the State Board of Elections to finally cooperate with the Department of Justice so we can get this sorted out, so we can fully understand who's on our rolls, who got one of these erroneous ballots, and what we can do to correct it. But we can't correct the problem if we don't have a good sense of who's on the rolls and who got one of these ballots.
I'm very disappointed that Governor Wes Moore, who's the leader of our state, has yet to weigh in on what's going on. His name is on the ballot. You would think he would want to weigh in and know, assure the public. He needs to assure the public that this is going to be handled well and that there won't be fraud.
Maybe that's the reason why we haven't heard from Governor Moore. Knowing that his name is on the ballot, he doesn't want to do anything to upset the apple cart, to correct or, like, this stinks, you know, whether it's incompetence, whether it's intentional. Many people are saying here it's intentional because the state knows somebody botched the job. I think heads should roll, and it should start with Jared DeMarinis and the rest. Anybody who's in charge of chain of custody of what gets printed on the ballots should be made to answer. There should be an immediate investigation launched by the governor on this one. But don't hold your breath. We're going to hear from a gubernatorial candidate coming up in just a second. It's 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
It's a single lane to the right coming to the Kent Narrows Bridge on 50 westbound on the eastern shore. The accident is still blocking two of the left-hand lanes. So it's a single lane. We're backed up. Can't quite see where the tail end is, but it's got to be pretty close to a mile on the westbound side of Route 50. So when you get to that point right before the Kent Narrows area, just make sure you're in the right lane going past. There's another incident just beyond that, but they're on the shoulder and the traffic is having no problems at that point. The traffic coming into Annapolis from the north side is with the normal delay at I-97 right at the split at Route 32. Construction delays, they work during the rush hour, and there is a backup northbound I-95 in Harford County at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and hot again today with highs of 93. Overnight temps in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, Wednesday, will be hot and humid. Highs in the mid-90s and maybe some showers or thunderstorms again on Wednesday. Right now, 74 in Owings Mills. It is 70 in Annapolis. And from the birthplace of our Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, time once again for America 250 birthday celebration. And America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100. Make that dream a reality. Two significant events happening involving the Civil War on this date in history. We're talking May 18th, 1860. Abraham Lincoln, one-time U.S. representative from Illinois, is nominated for the U.S. presidency, the Republican National Convention meeting in Chicago, Illinois. Lincoln, a Kentucky-born lawyer, former Whig representative to Congress, first gained national stature during his campaign against Democrat Senator Stephen Douglas of Illinois for the U.S. Senate seat in 1858. The senatorial campaign featured a remarkable series of public encounters on the slavery issue known as the Lincoln-Douglas debates, in which Lincoln argued against the spread of slavery, and Douglas maintained that each territory should have the right to decide on its own whether it should become a free or slave state. Lincoln lost the Senate race, but his campaign brought national attention to the young Republican Party, and in 1860 on this day, he won the presidential nomination for the Republicans. In the November election, Lincoln again faced Douglas, who represented the northern faction of a heavily divided Democrat Party. Lincoln would go on to win in that election. By the time of his inauguration, March 4, 1861, seven states had seceded, and the Confederate States of America had been formally established with Jefferson Davis as its elected president. 1 month later, the American Civil War began when Confederate forces under General P.G.T. Beauregard opened fire on the Union at Fort Sumter in South Carolina. Then on this date in 1863, Union General Ulysses S. Grant surrounds Vicksburg, the last Confederate stronghold on the Mississippi, in one of the most brilliant campaigns of that war. Beginning in the winter of 1862 and 63, Grant made several attempts to capture Vicksburg. In March, he marched his army down the west bank of the Mississippi, while Union Admiral David Porter's flotilla ran past the substantial batteries of that protect the city. They met south of the city. Grant crossed the river, entered the Mississippi, then moved north in its approach to Vicksburg from the more highly defended eastern side. It took about 3 weeks once Grant crossed the Mississippi to capture Vicksburg, but that he did. His men marched 180 miles and won five battles. They took nearly 100 Confederate artillery pieces and nearly 6,000 prisoners, all with relatively light losses. A brilliant campaign by General Ulysses S. Grant to capture the siege of Vicksburg in 1863. And that's a look this morning at America 250.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it, you need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic, the office relaxing, and you get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning, and that can be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
So the State Board of Elections Administrator Jared DeMarinis, who, you know, his number one thing is disinformation, and yet he just feeds the fire with his actions here. They should be fully transparent. How did this happen? Why did it happen? Who is responsible for checking those ballots before they are mailed out? What safeguards are now in place to make sure that duplicate ballots can't happen? Having a tough time with this one. I really am. The president weighing in, he said over the weekend, writing in part, the Save America Act must be passed now. Use the housing and FISA bills to get it done. Maryland just had 500,000 fake mail-in ballots revealed. We cannot, as a country, put up with this any longer. End of quote. The Maryland Freedom Caucus also released a statement saying the Maryland Freedom Caucus is calling on the Secretary of the Elections on the board to immediately release Maryland's voter rolls to the federal government so a proper audit can be conducted to determine the sources of the mistake. We demand to know how the state intends to differentiate between the first and second printing of these ballots. End of quote. Coming up next, we'll hear from one of the GOP gubernatorial candidates.
Lori and Harmony Hall opened up a memory care program in their community. I'm here with Victoria Rozier, Regional Sales Director. Victoria, Harmony Park has a more supportive staffing model than other memory cares. Can you tell us what that looks like?
Absolutely. So when Lorian first started out with making a memory care program, we wanted to think about how we could be different from other places and much more supportive to our residents. So Lorian's history is in skilled nursing. So skilled nursing always comes with very robust staffing. So for our memory care program, we wanted to have a very similar model. So we have what's called a skilled nursing staffing model for our memory care. When we built it, we started out with having a programming director who is only focused on the activities in our memory care. We also have a clinical director who is only focused on the clinical side of our memory care. A lot of places will just have one person overseeing the whole thing, but we thought it was enough for two. We also have multiple staff members who are just focused on care, and they report to our clinical director. And we also have an extremely robust staff for our activities programming. So that comes with multiple people working day shift, and we keep going with our staffing for activities until 8 p.m., which is also very unique. We also have a program that we do with the Howard County High Schools for students who are training to be CNAs. So they come in to our memory care specifically and do activities with our residents on top of the activity staff.
What is the ratio?
So the ratio, honestly, would probably be about 1 to 5.
Wow.
Because of the amount of people that we have in our memory care program at all times.
That is an incredible number. And if you need more information on Harmony Park at Lorian Harmony Hall, then all you need to do is log on to LorianAssistedLiving.com. That's LorianAssistedLiving.com. Once again, LorianAssistedLiving.com.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
823, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
They open another lane now on 50 westbound before the Kent Narrows Bridge. So now we have two lanes getting by. The accident still sitting in the left-hand lane. Three, maybe four vehicles involved in that wreck on the westbound side right before the Kent Narrows Bridge. But now the backup should ease up just a bit with two lanes now open to the center and the right. I'm up here in the construction zone now looking at the work they do here. They work during the rush hour northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. 76-mile marker. They take away the left-hand lane. There's at least a mile backup through there. All the beltway delays pretty much in play. We're still backed up. Not as bad, but still very slow. Southbound approaching both the Harvard tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, hot today, 93, right now 73 in the city, and 71 in Pasadena. Maryland Republicans are reacting. I'm shocked I haven't heard anything from Andy Harris yet or the Maryland GOP. We've not heard. Has there? They have a statement on Facebook? Okay, I need to go back and look and find that again. But I do know that the Maryland Freedom Caucus we told you about, we heard from President Trump. Dan Cox says it is being reported the Maryland Board of Elections will be mailing new ballots to all mail-in voters due to an alleged mistake, thus effectively doubling the potential for vote fraud via mail-in ballots. I'm committed to learning how the Maryland Board of Elections plans to ensure no duplicate votes will be cast in the primary. This is a recipe for disaster. I join with Maryland GOP in demanding full transparency. Duplicate ballots must be invalidated. We demand to know how the BOE plans to track each one and invalidates the duplicates. John Myrick, another gubernatorial candidate, said this in reaction.
This is a nightmare. This is the absolute worst case scenario.
And that making the point that we now have 1 million mail-in ballots circulating in Maryland.
So you're going to put 1 million mail-in ballots in play. That has the potential for fraud, abuse, and to completely skew the election results. This is going to do nothing but delay the outcome of the primary election.
No word yet from the Board of Elections on whether there will be a delay. I have not seen a statement yet by Ed Hale Sr. from his campaign. I'm sure they're going to be crafting one soon. But this is a serious error. This is a very serious error, and it should be treated seriously, not cast off as, oops, printer's error, or my bad. This is this could, when it affects the, because duplicate ballots will cancel somebody else's vote. And then I've had people just contact me this morning. Last time they went out, they always vote in person. They never vote by mail-in. They show up at the polling precinct and have been told, oh, you already voted. So then what happens? They get a provisional.
Yes.
But the provisional isn't counted unless the vote's within 2%, I think. I have to go back and look. So if your vote doesn't count in that particular case, if someone has voted in your name via mail-in ballot, that's why mail-in ballots must be brought to a halt. Somebody better put a bull prod up Thune's backside and get him to get that Save America Act passed. And now,
I want people to understand something, because I went through the election training in the 2022 election year. I ended up not actually being able to work as a judge, but I went through the training in Carroll County, of all places. And I saw this thinking from the top down from most of the officials. They think that they are infallible, and if there is some, like, they're doing God's work and they're on a mission, and like, if there's any problem or even the idea of a problem, you're the one that's wrong, you're mistaken, maybe you don't have an evil agenda, but you forgot. So someone actually asked that question, I still remember, and they said, what if it comes up, they come in on election day in person and they want to vote, and the system says they already sent in a mail-in ballot or an absentee ballot or whatever, and you know, I still remember this official being, well, you know, sometimes people forget, they think they're going to be on vacation, and so they requested a mail-in ballot, but then their plans change, and they just forgot, and they're not doing it on purpose. Like, their thinking is they couldn't have possibly screwed up on their end, and whatever the computer says, the judges are supposed to follow. The volunteer judge, we were told, you know, you do what the computer says. Don't actually critically think. So it is very scary. And for the voters that show up, there's nothing you can do. And if you get angry, or if you try to argue with them or try to vote, no, you can't get anywhere. There's no overseeing of the process. And it's so screwed up. And that's what makes me angry. Like what we were saying earlier, Jared DeMarinis, the director of the State Board of Elections, is not just appointed by the governor, but he was appointed just in 2023. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't just appointed by some former governor years ago. He was appointed by this governor. So Moore chose the person who will be running in charge of the election, in which he's trying to win re-election.
Right, and it is a re-election campaign. All of a sudden, we have a $500,000 ballot mistake. Which many people are now saying is not a mistake. They believe this was intentional. So, and again, if he's so committed to disinformation, he should resign in disgrace, because he just committed an error. And it falls on his watch. I don't know if he personally did it, but it falls on his watch. That is going to lead to a lot of questions. And again, no answers as of yet. So we'll see. This is just the opening salvo on this whole story. Thanks, Kristen. Great point. 829. Finney Steel is your home sold guaranteed realty. And they're going to guarantee the sale of your home. And right now, we're still in the spring selling season. And again, prices for sellers remain a little bit on the high side, which is a good thing. Buyers have a little more difficult time because of your interest rates are higher. But again, look, if you're looking to sell your home, now's the time. Give Vinny a call and take advantage of this huge swing right now and uptick in pricing for your home. And Vinny's got all sorts of programs, from the trade in your home program to the fix it program, where if you don't feel like fixing, dealing with contractors and fixing your home, getting ready for sale, Vinny will handle all of that for you and subtract the difference at closing. And there's also the sell your home, stay in your home program. You can sell it and stay up to 12 months. So he's got that plus a database of 12,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home right now. Call Vinny, 410-709-7515, or go to vinnysteo.com. 8:30, latest news headlines, and once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks, good morning. As the June Maryland primary election quickly approaches, the Maryland State Board of Elections says there's been an error in some mail-in ballots sent to voters, and election leaders say they're committed to running a secure and accurate operation. Hundreds of thousands of Maryland voters will be receiving new mail-in ballots, according to the board. On Friday, the board announced that some mail-in voters received the wrong party ballot for the gubernatorial primary election, pointing the finger at the mail-in ballot vendor. And a suspect is in custody after a reported shooting late Friday night in Baltimore County that left a 16-year-old injured. Baltimore County Police said officers responded about 10:10 p.m. Friday, May 15th, to the 3300 block of Washington Boulevard in Arbutus for a reported disturbance involving a gun. When officers arrived, they found a 16-year-old juvenile with what police described as a non-life-threatening injury. Police said the victim was taken to an area hospital for treatment. And city police are investigating the possible parental abduction of a child in northwest Baltimore. Officers were called to the 1900 block of Eagle Drive shortly after 1:30 Sunday afternoon, where they met with the child's father. According to police, the father says he was playing with his 3-year-old son in the park when the child's mother took the boy. Ms. Anura Isis allegedly took Johnson Roman to her vehicle, which is believed to be a white Chevy Impala or Malibu. The child's photo is posted on the BPD social media sites. Anyone with information on the child's whereabouts is asked to call police. And Baltimore County Police are investigating a multi-vehicle crash in Kingsville. The accident happened at around 5:30 Sunday evening at the intersection of Bel Air and Mount Vista Roads. Police say one person was injured in the wreck and they were taken to a hospital for treatment. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Veterans and active duty service members, when your call to service ends, your mission doesn't have to. Go from GI to IT in just a few months at My Computer Career. Prepare for a high-demand career in cybersecurity, protecting people, systems, and institutions from real cyber threats. Cyber warriors are needed now. Will you answer the call? Go to mycomputercareer.edu/CWP to learn more. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner. VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
If you're struggling to hear conversations, TV, or the people you love, now there's an easier, more affordable solution without spending thousands. Audion Hearing makes high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98, free shipping, and dedicated one-on-one support in the comfort of your own home. No doctor's offices, no pressure. Clearer hearing delivered right to your door. Join over 1 million happy customers hearing life more clearly. Visit audienhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
It's 8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Heavy traffic on the Beltway is still there, but nothing major right now. A few gaps in the traffic coming down the west side from 795 down through Frederick Road. The interloop at Green Spring, not bad, a little better as well. On the Parkville side, JFX is good. We're still heavy, but we're moving in just a bit. We're making a little progress now with the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. And the last time I looked on 95 coming through the city, it was still busy for that stretch coming through the ramps at Camden Yards and downtown. Looks a lot better now. It's moving better from 95 and 395 going out to the Beltway on the southwest side. And northbound 395 is clear up to the convention center and up around Camden Yards and eventually into downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. The summer heat is on again today. Sunny, hot, and humid with highs near 93 degrees. Partly cloudy and very warm tonight. Temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 8:35 is brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. Important series starts tonight for the Birds. Important start for Trevor Rogers as Baltimore travels to St. Pete to get a look at the Rays for the first time this season. Owners of the best record in the American League and winners of 18 of their last 22.
2-2 home to Caminero. Swing and a drive out to left field.
Wayne Statz had the call on Rays TV. Junior Caminero's 12th on the year. The Rays taking 2 of 3 from the Marlins over the weekend. Birds beat the Nats yesterday behind 3 home runs. Henderson, Couser, and Mayo for the Orioles. 7-3 was the final in D.C. Meanwhile, Trevor Rogers struggling to say the least. 18 runs allowed in his last 19 and a third innings pitched over his last 4 starts. Couple interesting fan interactions at sporting events over the weekend. The big one of note, of course, involved Rory McIlroy at the PGA Championship yesterday up in PA. His frustrating final round on Sunday boiling over with an angry exchange with a fan shouting USA from the gallery as McIlroy was trying to get out of the heavy rough on 16. Now, McIlroy was shown clearly telling the fan to shut the you-know-what up. He declined to discuss it after the event. The other one was in D.C. at the O's-Nats game. Three fans in the upper deck unfurling what the Nats are calling a racist banner with the words Save America, Deport 100 Million Plus, and directing people to a white nationalist website. The individuals responsible fled the ballpark before stadium personnel could detain them. Happy heavenly birthday today to perhaps the greatest Oriole of all time, the immortal Brooks Robinson, born on this day in 1937 in Little Rock, Arkansas. He passed 3 years ago, and we still miss him today. Happy birthday to Brooks. Terrestrial birthday today to Mr. October. Reggie Jackson turns 80 years old today. God, remember him back in 77 when he hit the three homers against the Dodgers. On this day in 1920, the great man of war won the Preakness, and in 2004, Randy Johnson of the Diamondbacks threw perfect game at the Braves, becoming the 16th big league pitcher to do just that. The time now is 8:36. When we return, whatever happened to the great Geno's Hamburgers?
Gary Stein here. Looking for the ultimate spot to unwind? Well, Yorktown Social in Cockeysville is my place. Trust me, they've got it all. Signature cocktails like the Boozy Bank Vault or a refreshing blueberry lemon drop. Plus 20 craft drafts on tap, all displayed on a big screen so you can pick your favorite. Catch the Ravens or Orioles on their massive 100-inch TV or kick back in the outdoor courtyard bar. Their happy hour is Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. You'll find them in the far corner of Yorktown Plaza. And if you see me there, be sure to say hi.
So a listener sent me a great article out of a publication called The Tasting Table, and the headline is, this 1950s burger chain peaked with over 300 locations, so what happened? And it's about Geno's Hamburgers, of course, in Baltimore, started by Gino Marchetti, the Hall of Fame defensive end.
You had Geno's and you had Amici's. Those were the two big burger places.
You did. And this article goes on to tell us, and I think people would know this, that the hamburger chain was sold eventually to the Marriott Corporation, and they made them into Roy Rogers. But at one time, back in the 50s and 60s, well, they peaked at 300 locations in 1978. But at one time in the 50s and 60s, there were more Geno's Hamburgers in Baltimore than there were combined McDonald's and Burger King restaurants.
Wow.
And I didn't know that. And that's part of this article here. And then it just goes on to talk about Geno and the gusto that he, you know.
Geno Giant.
The Geno Giant, exactly.
They made a comeback, though. They came back recently.
Well, yeah, I mean, right, but it's not what it used to be.
Yeah, exactly.
There's only one of them, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that the one over in Towson?
I think it's on Joppa Road.
Yeah, right on Joppa there.
Right, exactly. Is it still there?
I don't know.
Right. I mean, I know it was there.
Yeah.
But I mean, 300 locations. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
That
is huge. In one city.
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
That was crazy. Everybody knew Geno's.
Geno Marchetti.
Thanks so much, Gary. Appreciate it. 8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. And, again, a lot of folks weighing in on this ballot. I heard from Rob Carson, and Rob makes a very good point via text here this morning. And he points out that this is not a mistake. You don't mistakenly send out 500,000 ballots. That is a plan. More than one person knew about it. It's absurd to think otherwise. Many people were involved. Many people need to be held responsible for this. And the question is, you know, do you trust anybody in Maryland to conduct this? I don't. I think the feds, I think the Justice Department needs to be called in on this one. Let's talk from Paul's in South Carolina. Good morning, Paul.
Hi. How you doing?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
As far as these ballots go, I was in the printing business down in Anne Arundel County in Baltimore for about 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a state vendor, and I bid on contracts from the state. And how the process works is that it's given to a purchasing agent. He puts out bids, and you bid on it. And if you win the bid, they'll give you a spec sheet. The spec sheet tells you whether they are going to supply what they call camera-ready copy, or you have to do typesetting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they supply camera ready copy, it's all on them. But if I have to do typesetting, I have to typeset it, submit a proof, and then with the proof on the bottom, you always had a stamp. It said okay to print with revisions, or another box you check off said okay to print as is, and then a signature line. The purchasing agent would have to sign off on it, whichever box he checked. If there was revisions, any printer that ever dealt with any government agency knows, revisions or no revisions, you submit it back again until you get that okay to print as is, and then the agent signs off on it. Now, if the other printer or whoever printed these up crossed all his T's and dotted all his I's, then it all falls back on the state or whoever approved this.
Well, in both cases, Paul, I hate to interrupt, but both cases, doesn't it fall back on the state? Because if they provide camera-ready copy, that's on the state. And right. If they're submitting the proof to be checked by the state and then somebody signs off from the state, that's still on the state. So this is not on the printer. This is on the state.
Well, as long as the printer crossed all his T's and dotted all his I's. Now, if by some chance they checked off the box, okay to print with revisions, he could find himself in a real pickle there, because he'll have to reprint the whole thing at his expense.
Yeah. Well, these are all great questions. We don't know the answers to these as of yet.
I know, but there's a snake in the woodpile somewhere.
Yeah, I agree. Paul, thanks so much for your experience and your story. That makes a lot of sense now. All right, so the good news here is the Supreme Court denied Virginia's Democrats' bid to revive their gerrymandered congressional map. Justice Roberts deferred the case to the full court. The High Court, in an unsigned order, denied the application for a stay, kept the current map in place. Virginia loses. Spanberger loses. She said she was disappointed in the defeat. And Jazzy Crockett, you know, she lost her Senate race to Tallarico down in Texas. I want to play this little clip of Jazzy Crockett. She kind of accidentally reveals the Democrat scheme. But what? Just curious if you noticed any difference in Jazzy Crockett's demeanor.
Yeah, well, you know where I stand on this. Obviously, when they came for Texas in those five seats, I was a huge advocate of fight fire with fire. And I think one of the reasons that when you look at polling for Democrats and Republicans, a lot of people say nobody likes either party right now, right? Like, people don't like the Republicans because all they're doing is breaking everything on behalf of this senile man that is sitting in the White House. Well, they don't like Democrats because they feel like they just don't fight. They just sit there and complain and yell, but they don't do anything, right? And so I think that that's what's so powerful about what we see happening in Louisiana right now, where, you know, two black women who are not political just said, you know what, we need to recall the governor, right? I'm like, yeah, recall all of them, right? You know, and so yep. It is beautiful. And I think that that is what we're going to see more of, is if you want to act crazy, we will use every tool in the toolbox and we will organize against you. Unfortunately, some of this we're just not going to be able to overcome.
Yeah, well, I've noticed that she's dropped the ghetto act. The whole ghetto accent is gone. So it shows you how much of an act that truly was and is. Because it's completely gone from her act right now. I've seen now, this is the third or fourth interview I've seen where she kind of seems somewhat normal. I mean, she's still got disturbed ideas, but...
No cussing.
Yeah, again, no cussing, no accent.
Mm-mm.
And whatsoever.
Mm-mm.
And then
that was
revealing.
A completely different sounding person.
I first heard it. I go, wait a minute, is that Jasmine Crockett? Sure enough. 8:43 traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
895 northbound. You're just a little bit slow here. It's a speed reduction going into the tunnel. It's heavy northbound. It's actually coming out of the tunnel northbound, which is always a good thing. You don't want to get stuck in there for any length of time. So it's coming out. Both the tunnels southbound still busy around O'Donnell Street for both the tunnels now, and coming south from Eastern Avenue. But the lanes are open and there are no incidents right now for the traffic going through. Always like to check the south end of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Lanes are open there, headed down eventually towards 395. Again, there was some police activity in the city earlier. They had a perimeter set up at Reisterstown Road at Queens Falls Parkway, and it looks like they're still working on the wreck coming into the Kent Narrows Bridge on 50 westbound. There were actually two motorcycles that were involved in that wreck. That's why we saw one on the right shoulder. The other one was in the left-hand lane on the westbound side. Very minor backup right now. Was right there just at the scene. But two lanes, last check about 10 minutes ago, were getting by to the right. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and hot today, 93, hot and humid conditions all the way through Wednesday. Maybe a storm comes in, breaks it up a little bit, but as of right now, it's going to be a hot one. Yeah, already we're at 76 in Owings Mills, and it is 71 in Ocean City, in partly cloudy skies. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Our Feel Good News segment is brought to you by our good friends at Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. For all your appliance needs, a 33-year-old man in Northeast Ohio named Yanni Sarah saw an SUV speeding across nearby yards and then plunged into a pond. 46-year-old mother and her 8-year-old daughter were inside the car. He ran to the pond, jumped in, freed the girl and her mother, got them both to safety. Both are okay. The mother fainted while driving, and here's the man talking about the rescue.
The SUV was coming up, came down, kept driving basically into the center of the pond.
Go right into reaction mode. Jump in, and there's lives in the water, and you got to do what's right there. People are calling me the hero, but if the daughter did not open up that door instantly, there was nothing I could do. Mom was still unconscious, so I reached over, unbuckled her seatbelt, and began to pull her through the back of the car. You never want to hear little girl screaming for her mom. I'm just, again, grateful that everything ended okay.
Just incredible, and what a great life-saving maneuver and rescue there. Brought to you by our good friends at Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're even thinking about an upgrade, now's the time to visit Town Appliance in Owings Mills for their huge Memorial Day savings event. Choose from over 70 top-tier brands, including Frigidaire and Electrolux. Stop in and let Mayor and Mayor find the perfect fit for your kitchen and your budget. With flexible financing options, they're open every day except Saturday to help you save. Visit townappliance.com today for hours and more information. That's Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Your kitchen upgrade starts here.
WCBM Baltimore.
You know that audio clip we played of Jasmine Crockett? She wasn't Jazzy Crockett anymore. Pretty much gives up the whole ghost for the Democrats. Democrats, they are not upset because voters are being denied representation. They're upset because Republicans are using political power the same way Democrats have used political power for years. Donald Trump comes along and says, hey, wait a minute. Okay, those are the rules of the game. I'm playing by those rules. I'm not going to sit there and take it like other Republicans have for decades. And Crockett, in this interview, repeatedly framed the issue through race, insisting Republican redistricting efforts are part of a broader attack on minority representation. This is about them losing power. It's not about race. Because Steve Cohen, who is redistricted out of his seat, although he announced over the weekend he's not seeking re-election, that clown Cohen in Tennessee, the woman that would have ran against him is a black Republican. And they're crying to the heavens. That Republicans, this is racist. This is racist. This is all about retaining power. And that's all it is. And again, the Democrats are now admitting it freely, blatantly. And here's Jamila Priyapal on their agenda on the filibuster should Democrats get back into the Senate.
For years, since I got into Congress, I have been saying that we need to pass what we passed in the House, the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. Mm-hmm. We needed to get big money out of politics. We needed to reform the Supreme Court so it actually represents the people of the United States. Now, all of these things are blocked by the Jim Crow legacy filibuster in the Senate that refuses to allow the majority of the will of the people to come through in any of these things. And so the Supreme Court has been, you know, the highest court in the land, the only court with no ethics, no transparency at all. And they have continually been doing whatever they can to turn back the clock. And so if we don't understand the consequences of that, and to our previous conversation, if we keep going back to say, well, we keep the filibuster in place because it allows us to be, you know, you know, thoughtful in our deliberations in the Senate. We are missing the fact that 40 mostly white men who represent 12% of the country's population in the United States Senate can block us from actually reinstituting voting rights, reforming the Supreme Court, and doing all of the things that are required for us to uphold our democracy.
First off, it's not 40 white men. You see, it's all about race. It's all about 40 white men are blocking, blah, blah, blah. Thune is an idiot if he doesn't do everything he can right now to get rid of that filibuster and make sure that codify all the president. Number one, pass Save America Act. Number two, codify everything the president has signed by executive order. And let's get the ball rolling here, because Democrats have already announced they're going to do it if they ever get control of the Senate again. It's 8:51. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Whitstat. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Whitstat. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Have a glorious weekend with your families. Make sure to check out my TV show. It's called Rob Carson's What in the World, Newsmax only political comedy show. And Donald Trump says it makes me the funniest guy on TV. Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m., Sunday night at 8:30. Enjoy the Preakness and join me for the Freakness on Monday, noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
On Friday, Project Baltimore's Chris Pabst posted the Daily Rank Department rankings of the 10 worst school districts in the United States 2026, involving academic performance, safety concerns, funding struggles, teacher retention, public reputation. Baltimore finished as the second worst city school systems. The 10 worst: Philadelphia, Newark, Milwaukee, Birmingham, St. Louis, Memphis, Cleveland, Jackson, Baltimore City, Detroit. What do they all have in common? What do you think? Yep, they're all blue cities, and Democrats run every single school system in those cities, and they've run them into the ground. By the way, on Geno's, only two locations left: Towson and Glen Burnie. That's it. 8:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Late wreck on the Capitol Beltway, Prince George's County, outer loop at Route 50, and it's backed up back to Landover Road. So very quickly there, that happened just in the last 15 minutes, and the backup already is more than a mile on the outer loop. And the inner loop is kind of looking at it just a bit. So once you cross the area of the Capitol Beltway at the BW Parkway, that side will get a bit slow as well. There's still some leftover backing around the Beltway. Nothing major. Both the tunnels still busy, but we're moving traffic in. That construction area, they work through the midday and the mid-morning. Northbound 95 in Harford County, they block the left-hand lane at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and a hot one today, 93. Look at Kendall. I haven't seen you this excited in a while. Right now, 75 in the city, 69 in Stevensville. Yeah, your kind of weather is here.
It is. I already told Olivia when I pick her up today, yes, we're going tutoring, but we're going right to the park. She's going on the playground. I'm going to go for a run.
Wow.
We're going to enjoy the day, Sean. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Well, yeah, it's good. It's good to have the heat back.
Yeah.
After a very cold winter. People forget how cold it was this winter.
Oh, I didn't forget.
Yeah.
I remember. All right, we got lots to talk about today. Of course, the leading story, President Trump weighing in on it. Maryland Board of Elections screws up again.
Again.
Again. But here's my favorite part, Sean. Jared DeMarinis, right, in charge of this whole operation over there. Jared DeMarinis said post yesterday that it is President Trump sowing distrust in the Maryland elections. Yeah. I'm like, dude, is it Trump or is it the fact that you can't get this right? Right? They had one job. They sent out 500,000 ballots with the wrong party affiliation. How could that possibly be? How do you screw something like that up?
Yeah, and there's only one really small scenario where it's on the printer's fault. That's if they sent it back to the state and the state says approved with revisions and they didn't revise.
Right.
But every other scenario points at the state of Maryland's. It's the state of Maryland's fault. And the big questions here, what are these safeguards they're putting in place to make sure that duplicate ballots can't be cast?
Yeah, and of course, they're still avoiding the Trump administration and sending over the voter rolls.
Right.
This is who we have in charge. We got a guest in studio today at 10 o'clock, Sonia Dunn, running against Comptroller Brooke Learman. She is a Republican, and so I will talk to her for the first time. I know she was at the GOP convention. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have met her and like her. So she'll be with us in studio at 10 o'clock. So if you guys want to weigh in, you can call in, ask questions. She'll be here the entire hour. Also, at 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by Brock Gillespie. He's a foreign policy analyst, but he spends a lot of time in China. And so he's going to weigh in on what he believes could come out of this trip to China, not just the airliners and the trade deals, but he thinks that they could help with what we've got going on in Iran if they truly wanted to.
Right.
And there's some strategies there he's going to talk about at 11 o'clock.
Very good. Coming up next, Kim Klasing live, and she's really engaged today. Not that she isn't every day, but when it's hot like this, watch out, folks. It's 8:56, 4 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. All right. So former Governor Lockdown Larry has launched a nonpartisanship leadership institute at Washington College. And my oldest son, as you probably already know, he's a grad from Washington College. So this is going to be aimed at promoting political cooperation. You know, how he cooperated with Dan Cox during the last gubernatorial election cycle. He was full of cooperation for Dan Cox.
And Donald Trump.
And Donald Trump. You're absolutely right, Donald Trump. He was so cooperative about bipartisanship. Look, I understand he maybe didn't agree with Donald Trump, but he completely trashed the MAGA movement. He said the two-party system is broken. That's because you broke it. You and the rest of your swampy deep state rhinos have completely broken the Republican Party. So excuse me for getting incensed here, but I just think this is laughable.
It is. He can't win. He's got to do something to tell himself that he still matters, and he knows he can't win another election, at least not a statewide or something that would be important enough for his ego. So go away. Go away. Who likes him anymore? I don't know. I can't find one person that still thinks, you know, I don't know. They said maybe he didn't, you know, did he do that much? Not really. Maybe did he stop some things from happening in his first term? Okay, fine. But he completely ruined it in the second term. So go away. We don't want to.
Maybe he could give advice on how to order the proper test kits next time. Or perhaps how not to lock down the population at large and not let us go to church. But it's okay to go to liquor stores. Okay. Right. Unreal, but there is. More on the Baltimore County executive debate. I'll have that for you on tomorrow. I'm about halfway through it, so I want to make sure that I see all of it. So I want to tell you about Rescue Natural Supplements. Memorial Day sale is going on for the entire month of May right now. Every supplement has been marked down, discounted heavily at the website, and you can check them out at res-q.com. You can find all over 50 different supplements to help with omega-3s, with heart health, with muscular health, with hormone health. If you're thinking about losing weight or falling asleep, there's something for everybody there to help restore your health and maintain it as you go forward. So right now, it is the best, one of the best sales of the year. Memorial Day sale is all month long during during the month of May. So check them out at res-q.com. No coupon code is needed. Everything's already been marked down. 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. And check out Rescue Natural Supplements for their month-long Memorial Day sale going on right now. Tomorrow, Dan Cox joins us in studio in our 8 o'clock hour for a full-length interview. Stay tuned for Kim coming up next. Until tomorrow, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.